watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Well, I'm sick and tired of smart guys.
It should be blindingly obvious by now, Joe Biden is a complete liar.
We didn't lock people up in cages. We didn't separate families. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
And a lot of the migrants coming in saying they're coming in because you promised to make things better.
The idea that Joe Biden said come because I heard the other day that they're coming because they know I'm a nice guy and I won't do
what
Trump did.
This.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. They're not.
President Barack Obama said he believed the filibuster was a relic of the Jim Crow era. Do you agree?
Yes.
If not, why not abolish it if it's a relic of the Jim Crow era?
Successful electoral politics is the art of the possible.
But there must be a method to his increasing dementia.
I have never been particularly poor at calculating how to get things done in the United States Senate. So the best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you that you like to be able to... Anyway... We're ready to get a lot done.
As those around him call all the shots, rendering the United States a full-blown corporatocracy with the executive power of our supposed republic in the hands of, well, who really knows?
And I'm happy to take questions if that's what I'm supposed to do, Nance, whatever you want me to do. And, Ron, who am I turning this over to?
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I think it's time for our friends in the press to leave, though. Thank you.
And now, by any means necessary, the foreign corporatocracy that owns Joe Biden wants to make the District of Columbia a state.
She won't answer these, and I think it's because there really
isn't. She's happy to answer your questions.
A general question.
Madam Chair, the witnesses on the other side have repeatedly kept eyewitnesses, especially the mayor of the District of Columbia, from fully answering questions, even though you have been generous.
Madam Chair, your side does that every time. Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Even though you have regular order,
But who would actually be the beneficiary of this super state?
How many electors in the district entitled under the 23rd Amendment are there?
Three electors, Congressman.
Three electors. And under the bill proposed, all of D.C. would become a state except a tiny sliver, which is the size of a park, which would become the federal district, correct?
That is correct, Congressman.
This new tiny area would become the nation's capital or the new seat of power. It would still have the three electoral votes for president and vice president, correct?
Under the terms of the 23rd Amendment, that is correct.
In the new seat of power under this scheme would only have within it the White House, the U.S. Capitol, and some other federal buildings and the National Mall and some monuments. Is that right?
That is my understanding. It's a very small area.
So really, the only permanent residence in this new created seat of power would be the president occupied by Mr. Biden. Is that right?
It is certainly conceivable that the first family would be the only residents or one of only a handful of residents of this new area.
So is it your understanding the Mr. Biden would become electors and would be voting in the Electoral College in the 2024 election and would be still entitled to three electoral votes. Is that correct?
But it is conceivable under the 23rd Amendment that, yes, the first family would potentially control three electoral college votes.
Biden's illegitimate legacy will be that of a useless career politician who attempted to seize the power of the free world and deliver it to his New World Order cohorts who are hell-bent on destroying the American dream. John Bound reporting.
I remember many years ago, the London Guardian and other
folks, you can find that video on InfoWars.com and band.video, the District of Corporatocracy Super State. This is American Journal. We come back on the other side and go directly to the Daily Dispatch. Stay with us, folks.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Here it is, your daily dispatch for the 29th of March, 2021. First, we report on the story that dominated news headlines last week. The giant boat blocking the Suez Canal has finally been moved. Videos show a part-cleared Suez Canal after the huge container ship blocking it was refloated, although now there have been reports that heavy wind has once again blown it sideways. This ongoing saga continues to mount in the ridiculousness, but there we are. They have supposedly refloated the ship and restarted its engines, and we may be closer still to free and open fair trade through the Suez Canal. Thank goodness. Now on to some more local news. They're here. That's the story from nationalfile.com and infowars.com. Biden regime is developing vaccine passports Americans will have to have in order to engage in commerce. After months of speculation, today the Washington Post confirmed that the Biden regime is developing a vaccine passport that Americans may need to present to prove they've received their COVID-19 vaccine before they're allowed to engage in commerce in a return to normalcy that looks nothing like the past. According to the Washington Post, the Biden regime and private companies are working to develop a standard way of handling credentials, often referred to as vaccine passports, that would allow Americans to prove they've been vaccinated against the novel coronavirus as businesses start to open. They note that many businesses, from cruise lines to sports teams, will require individuals to take COVID-19 vaccines before they're offered business. The Biden regime apparently views this as a positive development. That's right, folks. As foretold in the books of Revelations, this is the next major step towards the long prophesied mark of the beast, the mark you'll have to have in order to conduct business. Truly incredible. During a time when it's considered a racist abomination to claim that you'll need a ID to vote in an American election, you will require complete biometric tracking 24/7 and intermittent experimental inoculations in order to go to a ball game or get food for yourself. Truly incredible. And it's not just happening at a national level. Local and international organizations are getting in on the fun. Excelsior Pass is what they're calling it in New York State. Be a part of New York's safe reopening. Excelsior Pass provides a free, fast, secure way to present digital proof of COVID-19 vaccinations or a negative test result. Incredible. Get back to your favorite businesses and venues with digital proof of your COVID-19 vaccination or negative test results. Attend sporting events, art performances, and more. Wow. Oh, it's so exciting. Thank you, Excelsior Pass. Excelsior Pass provides a safe reopening of New York by providing a free, fast, and secure way to digitally enslave yourself. I'm sorry, to present digital proof of COVID-19 vaccination and negative test results. Think of it as a mobile airline boarding pass, but for you proving you received a COVID-19 vaccination or negative test. Yeah, it's like a digital airline boarding pass that you need to go outside or go to the store or go see a show or interact with your friends. and they can revoke that right at any time. Isn't this wonderful? Aren't we excited? And of course, it's happening in the UK as well. Story from Daily Mail. Ministers looking at Israel's green pass to allow vaccinated to enter bars and restaurants. Will Israel's jab passport scheme get Britain moving again? will the kidnappers release our child if we give them the ransom? Maybe. Or maybe they'll just use this to further enslave you. We don't know. Let's go ahead and give everything over to them. Completely surrender, and then we'll find out eventually. Shocking. We'll get more into that as the show continues. This is one of the major stories from this weekend. CNN refers to two black teen girls caught on camera murdering an Uber Eats driver as an accident. So two teenage girls, 13 and 15, murdered a man while carjacking him. This was caught on video surrounding the event where dozens of National Guard troops doing absolutely nothing. And then CNN reports this by calling it an accident. They say police said the girls, 13 and 15, assaulted an Uber Eats driver with a taser while carjacking him, which led to an accident in which he was fatally injured. Fatally injured. They won't even say killed. No, he was fatally injured in an accident when they attempted to assault him with a taser. Okay. All right. Great. Of course, CNN is the only one covering this up. Far left D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser blames the victims of carjacking and brutal murder by teenage girls. Far-left D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser shamed the Uber Eats driver who was murdered by two teenage girls for not taking proper precautions to prevent auto theft. This was her response to the murder of this Uber driver. She says, auto theft is a crime of opportunity. Follow these steps to reduce the risk of your vehicle becoming a target. Step 1, get the hell out of any city run by Muriel Bowser. Step 2, never relax. Jack Sobek points out she deleted this tweet. Remember the motto, protect your auto. Yeah, okay. Murdered, broad daylight, surrounded by soldiers. They do nothing. The 15 and 13-year-old girl more concerned about losing their phone than the fact that they just took a man's life. We'll talk a little bit more about this as the show goes on as well. Here's another incredibly worrying story that if we were a functional, normal nation would cause insane riots across the entire country and people would be punished for this. But here we are. Boston doctors call for racially discriminating against patients in order to promote social justice. Two doctors in Boston have called for the allocation of medical resources to be done on the basis of race. Writing in the Boston Review, they call for the implementation of standards that would show racial preference to patients. This would be in addition to federal reparations. Dr. Bram Wispoli and Dr. Michelle Morse, both of whom teach at Harvard Medical School, wrote that their mission was to, quote, comprehensively confront structural racism. To go about this, they plan to enlist tools of critical race theory. They slam what they call colorblind policies or the concept of equality for individuals of all races and ethnicities under law, saying it's not about it. That is not achieving their desired ends with enough speed. Federal reparations, they write, are only the beginning of addressing structural racism, which they define in the medical context as ability to pay. So essentially, if you are white, prepare to be discriminated against by doctors treating you. Well, you don't need that treatment. You have privilege, after all. Family groups crossing border in soaring numbers point to next phase of crisis. That's the headline at Washington Post. DHS expects approximately 500 to 800,000 migrants to arrive as part of a family group during the 2021 fiscal year that ends in September, a quantity that would equal or exceed the record numbers who entered in 2019. There you go. Just pouring across the border by the hundreds of thousands, millions of invasion troops coming across the border, smashing through police lines all the way through Guatemala to Mexico, and then being welcomed into the United States, put on planes and shipped farther into the country without being given orders to return to court. Now, what they're saying is they're basing it on the honor system. Good, good. Very honorable people we're seeing here. Here they are scrambling through a police line that they've just shattered and running into a country that doesn't want them with all of their designer clothes and iPhones in tow. And we're going to base their apprehension and return on the honor system. Fantastic. AP Exclusive reports that the WHO says that animals are the most likely source of COVID-19. And in fact, they say the team proposes further research into every area of this investigation, except the lab leak hypothesis. Don't look into that. Don't do more research into that. Ignore that. Look into everything else, but do not look into the lab leak hypothesis. We'll return to this story on the other side of the break and show you some videos that should clarify exactly what's going on here.
I cannot remember the time that I did 50% off on Emirates Essentials, because these are private labeled, top of the line, organic oils, essential oils, organic hand sanitizer sprays, organic shampoo, organic deodorant, organic body wash, and more. And so there's not a lot of markup in them. So when we do 50% off, that is almost a loss leader. With free shipping, ladies and gentlemen, it is a loss leader. You can get it right now at InfoWarsStore.com, but they're selling out quick, and I'm doing this to introduce people who have been on the fence to Emirates Essential. This is part of the big mega blowout sale. It's got to end on March 31st, 2021, in just a few days as of me taping this. So take advantage of it, experience it. Emirates Essential is part of the big mega blowout sale, and free shipping on select items at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes great gifts as well. So thanks for your support. Thanks for visiting InfoWars Store. You've kept us on air, but these are great products you need. So please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to, because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. I'm going to try very, very hard today, and it will be a struggle. But, and you can hold me to account here. I'm going to try to make it through all 3 hours without using the phrase, kill them all. Okay? I'm going to do it. I'm not going to advocate killing all of them. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to try very hard not to do it. I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to. I'm not going to advocate it. Who am I talking about? I don't know. I'm not even, what? Who kill who? I don't want to kill anybody. No, of course not. Of course not. Of course I don't want to. You know, we're in a dire situation here. But the reality is that this has only occurred. Everything that we're entering into now, where you have vaccine passports to go out and engage in commerce, leave your house. We now have Pete Buttigieg as part of the Department of Transportation saying they want to tax you by the miles that you drive, which is perfectly in line with the Great Reset, right? You're not going to own anything. You're definitely not going to own your own house. Everything that you do buy will be consumables of some sort, so you'll never actually have any property to hold on to. Why would they let you travel around without charging you for that as well? That's all this is. It's the paradigm of the company store. Your existence will simply be charged to you minute by minute. You'll have to work to survive. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing, have no privacy, and life has never been better. That's what they want you to believe. It's completely absurd. But the reality is that this is only happening because people aren't fighting back. They're not resisting it at all. Just time after time, they just roll over. They just sort of roll their eyes and go, oh, okay, I guess we're doing this now. Wouldn't it be crazy if Republicans did this instead? I'm going to point out that the Democrats are hypocrites and not actually do anything about it. If there was just a modicum of resistance, a bare minimum of pushback against all of these policies, they would never succeed. That's literally all it takes. And the reason that there's been no pushback to all of this is because people don't know what's happening. They're not aware of it. They're not informed as to what's going on. The media has a complete vice hold on their minds, on their perception of reality. And so they're allowed to get away with anything that they want. So maybe in some way we're breaking through that slowly but surely, revealing what's really going on behind the scenes, and perhaps in some way inspiring people to stand up. But my God, folks, this weekend was especially brutal in terms of the lies, the disinformation, was just what's been allowed to be carried out. I have a ton of videos of what happened at the Oregon State Capitol this week, where you literally have cars driving by, Antifa lining the sides of the roads, just shattering their windows with rocks. And the police are just standing there letting them do it. Just saying they're letting black-clad communists, there's a video right there, shatter the windows of cars driving by, and the police don't stop them. But I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it, though. I'm not going to. I'm not going to advocate it. Don't do it. I'm not going to. Ah, it's incredible. It really is incredible. Later in the program, I will be welcoming a very exciting guest. His name is Alexander Augustine. You may know him better as Wurzelroot, or you may know him best as the guy who makes TikToks about conservative issues while holding his phone and talking to it sideways. Highly entertaining. We've played them many times on this program. And I've never seen him talk outside of these little videos. I've never heard him discuss things for longer than, you know, the minute or whatever that's allowed on TikTok. So I'm very, very excited to talk to him about his process, what he thinks about the goings-on, and how he hasn't been banned yet. My God, it's truly incredible. A feat in this day and age. But I want to start with the story about the origin of the coronavirus. Because it's worth it to find out how the coronavirus started. Because quickly, if we can just go back and again take a nice bird's eye view of what exactly the coronavirus timeline was. I'll lay it out for you as quickly as possible. In December and January of 2020, people in the alternative media started setting up alarms, sirens about what was going on in China, about some mysterious new disease that was spreading, about the totalitarian lockdown measures that were being taken in the Wuhan province, and pointing out that there was a weapons grade bio lab directly at the heart of this outbreak. We were ignored. We were shouted down. We had our airwaves flooded with constant, urgent, manic discussion about the second impeachment of Donald Trump. That's what was important. That's what everybody was focused on, while everybody else over here was saying, hey, maybe we should do something about this. No, nothing was done about it. In fact, if you wanted to do something about it, you were called a racist. Then it got to America. It spread very rapidly. Part of its spread was accelerated by governors like New York, Michigan, Washington State, all having a policy to send infected people into nursing homes, with something like 40% of all deaths in those places taking place at nursing homes. So massive skyrocketing of deaths there. Everybody had to go on lockdown. You were not allowed to leave your house. You were not allowed to engage in commerce unless, of course, you were gathering by the hundreds of thousands, shoulder to shoulder in the street, screaming about Black Lives Matter. That was perfectly allowed. That was permitted. It was, in fact, encouraged by everybody telling us that if you don't wear a mask, you're killing grandmother and deserve to be assaulted and arrested. This is just some of the absurdities that we dealt with, but it went far, far deeper than that, didn't it? It gave the excuse to have mail-in balloting, which was highly insecure from the very beginning. And yet now, this temporary, urgent, haphazardly enacted measure of mail-in voting, it's permanent. It's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. And if you, like Georgia, tried to do, repeal this mail-in ballot initiative, which, again, was only because of the pandemic. It was an emergency response. It was necessary. We had to do it. And now if you try to get rid of it, you're a racist, and massive corporations will attempt to bankrupt your state for daring to have more security in your mail-in ballots. They crashed the entire economy. They funneled billions of dollars to the richest people while the middle class completely shattered, broke, collapsed, small businesses failing to the tune of something like 60% of them. Total consolidation of the entire American economy into the hands of a very few massive corporate multinational mega conglomerates. Great. Super fun. They came out with the Great Reset. Now they're coming out with vaccine passports with, again, massive corporations telling you you cannot participate in trade without adhering to this, without carrying around with you constantly a digital tracking device in your very pocket. Any speculation about COVID-19, including its origin or ways to treat it, was eliminated from the internet. Anything that countermanded the WHO. So this has all been caused by COVID-19. Kind of important to find out where the hell COVID-19 came from, right? You'd think so. Did we get answers? We'll find out on the other side.
It was 6 years ago that Dr. Group helped us develop Living Defense. And he told me, Alex, this is going to be one of your most popular products. And I go, really? A bunch of black walnut? A bunch of these herbs? He said, listen, this stuff flushes out parasites. This stuff is beyond probiotics from the bacterial on up. It's amazing. It's got Indian science, Native American science, ancient European herbology. It's all there. And it's become a bestseller. People love it. It's amazing. If you've been on the fence and haven't taken it, it is a big bottle with more than two regimens in it. So this will cover you basically for a year. But you want to do it every 6 months. And the cleanse is incredible. Everybody gets benefits from it. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. And it's part of our mega blowout sale, 50% off and free shipping on Living Defense. But the sale has to end Wednesday night, the last day of March. The sale has to end March 31st, 2021, in just a few days. Get it while you can at InfoWarsStore.com. It's massively discounted, and it funds the InfoWar. have until Wednesday, March 31st, 2021, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales of the year, the InfoWars Mega Blowout Sale. More than 20 of our top best-selling items are all 50% off with free shipping. That makes some of them almost loss leaders. In fact, we're breaking even on the Emrix Essentials. 15 different high-quality organic essential oils, 3 different organic hand sanitizers that smell great and are amazing for your body and, you know, don't toxify you like the alcohol-based ones do. We also have the organic shampoo, the organic body wash, the organic deodorant. It goes on and on. All of these are set to sell out. It's going to be months till more comes in, and they are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping. And we have Brain Force, the great brain focus nootropic, 50% off free shipping. All supplies last. It all ends Wednesday night. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said. I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh no, it's 3D chess, 5D chess, he's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on with global government and the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed. And now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
COVID-19 gave the excuse to the globalists that they needed to create the constant, uniform, digital panopticon of total surveillance and control to crash the economy, to cheat in the election, and to do everything in between that steals your freedom, your ability to exist without their coercion, control, or reliance on their largesse that they have, oh, by the way, stolen from you. Incredible stuff. So, of course, it's of the utmost importance that we get to the bottom of how exactly this disease came about, where it came from, because, of course, we have to prevent the next one in the future, which there will be a next one. Make no mistake. So, of course, the WHO, the World Health Organization, that austere group of scientists and activists, all they want to do is help you, make you healthy. And contradicting them, you will be removed from the internet. You're not allowed to question them. You're not allowed to defund them. You're not allowed to suggest a solution to a disease, a cure, or perhaps a treatment without their express approval. You will be removed from the internet. You will be silenced. If you're a doctor, you may even lose your ability to practice medicine. Because after all, they're just here to help you. They're good people. They love you. But resist them and you will be destroyed. This is the world that we're living in now, and it's truly amazing. WHO has now come out with a report, conclusive report, as to their findings of the origin of COVID-19. The story from the AP, they say, a joint WHO-China study on the origins of COVID-19 says that the transmission of the virus from bats to humans through another animal is the most likely scenario, and that a lab leak is, quote, extremely unlikely, according to a draft copy obtained by the Associated Press. The findings offer little new insight into how the virus first emerged, and they leave many unanswered questions, though that was as expected. But the report does provide more detail on the reasoning behind the researchers' conclusions. The team proposes further research into every area, except the lab leak hypothesis. We want to research all the other possibilities, not the obvious one. Research absolutely everything except what it probably is. We want to really dig in and get all of the information we can, except the stuff that makes China look bad. Truly incredible. Highly unlikely. Extremely unlikely. Definitely not the case. Let's find out why that was, shall we? Because at the same time, we have U.S. State Department expert David Asher saying that the lab leak is the only logical explanation of the source of COVID, saying a lab leak isn't 100% certain, but it seems to be the only logical source of COVID. It's David Asher, the expert for the U.S. State Department. The former CDC director, Robert Redfield, also says that the virus most likely came from a lab, and that, again, that is the most logical, obvious, and common sense source of the novel coronavirus. The lab that was working on that express virus and adding gain of function research to it. But no, the WHO and China have a whole different story. They have a different take on the situation. Let's go down to clip number 16. This is an interview from 60 Minutes with a WHO expert talking about why exactly they came to the conclusions that they did.
I'm on the WHO team for a reason. And, you know, if you're going to work in China on coronaviruses and try and understand their origins, you should involve the people who know the most about that. And for better or for worse, I do.
He says the team did look into the leak theory during a visit with lab scientists and deemed it extremely unlikely.
We met with them. We said, do you audit the lab? And they said, annually. Did you audit it after the outbreak? Yes. Was anything found? No. Do you test your staff? Yes. No.
But you're just taking their word for it.
Well, what else can we do? There's a limit to what you can do, and we went right up to that limit. We asked them tough questions. They weren't vetted in advance, and the answers they gave we found to be believable, correct, and convincing.
But weren't the Chinese engaged in a cover-up? They destroyed evidence. They punished scientists who were trying to give evidence on this very question of the origin.
Well, that wasn't our task, to find out if China had covered up the origin issue.
No, I know. I'm just saying, doesn't that make you wonder?
We didn't see any evidence of any false reporting or cover-up in the work that we did in China.
Incredible, isn't it? So you just took their word for it? Yeah, we just took their word for it. But don't you know that they engaged in a cover-up about this exact topic? Yeah, of course they did. But that wasn't our job. What do you mean that wasn't your job? Your job was to find the answer. Your job was to do the investigation. I mean, this is, you can only imagine, right? Like, well, did you interrogate the murderer? Like, yeah, we interrogated him. He said he didn't do it. Yeah, but he hid evidence. He tried to escape. You caught him with a bloody knife. Well, yeah, but that wasn't our job. Our job wasn't to find bloody knives. Our job was to ask him questions. We did. He said he didn't do it. And that was good enough for us. It's good enough for us, right? Of course, that's just, you know, that example of one murder, one death. I mean, this is a worldwide pandemic that has brought about total technocratic domination of our every institution. A little bit more intense, but no, I'm glad that we're treating it with the expert analysis of, the O.J. Simpson lawyers. Truly incredible. Let's go now to clip number 15. This, again, from 60 Minutes, which, again, gives a little bit more illustration into exactly how the conclusions of the WHO were arrived at.
I had seen that the World Health Organization team Only spent 3 hours at the lab.
While they were there,
yeah.
They didn't demand access to the records and samples and key personnel.
That's because of the ground rules China set with the WHO, which has never had the authority to make demands or enforce international protocols.
It was agreed first that China would have veto power over who even got to be on the mission. Secondly,
and WHO agreed to that.
WHO agreed to that. On top of that, the WHO agreed that in most instances, China would do the primary investigation and then just share its findings with these international experts. So these international experts weren't allowed to do their own primary investigation.
Wait, you're saying that China did the investigation and showed the results to the committee and that was it?
Pretty much that was it. Not entirely, but pretty much that was it. Imagine if we had asked the Soviet Union to do a co-investigation of Chernobyl. It doesn't really make sense.
China had ruled out a lab accident long before the WHO team arrived at the airport in Wuhan on January 14th and were greeted by people in full PPE gear. The team included some of the world's leading experts on how viruses are transmitted from animals to humans. But even though there have been accidental lab leaks of viruses in China in the past that have infected people and killed at least one, no one on the team was trained in how to formally investigate a lab leak. They were there for a 4-week mission, but 2 of those weeks were spent holed up at this hotel in quarantine.
Insane. This is how insane it is, folks. I mean, just all of these statements from this video. There have been lab leaks in the past that have affected humans. China had a full veto power as to who got on the team. They only allowed people on the team who only have expertise in how viruses jump from animals to humans and not at all about how to investigate lab leaks. They weren't even allowed to investigate the information at the lab. They were just given a report by the lab saying we didn't do it and didn't look any further into that. And they're standing by this. And worst of all, the only information, the only piece of this information that will actually get out to the wider American public is the simple explanation. It came from an animal. It did not come from a lab leak. You're still a conspiracy theorist if you claim it came from a lab leak. That's the only thing they'll hear. That's the only thing they know. That's the only thing they want to know. Wear your mask. Take the vaccine. It came from an animal. It's not China's fault, and it will kill you unless you're protesting for Black Lives Matter. This is the reality that these people live in, and it's time to shatter it once and for all.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars. Infowars.com.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalists, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Wherever your feet shall tread, rep your set. Wherever your feet shall tread, rep. Wherever your feet shall tread.
Welcome back, folks. This is American Journal, Infowars.com, and Band.video. I will be joined by Wurzel Root. That's his name, Alexander Augustine, in the 10 o'clock hour. Very, very excited to welcome him. He is a highly entertaining TikTok content maker, and I'm very excited to talk to him. Of course, you can support everything that we do here by going to InfowarsStore.com. Mega blowout sale, 50% off. Plus free shipping on many of our top-selling products. Unfortunately, if you've waited this long, you're missing out on some of our products. I warned you, didn't I, last week? I said you have to order now. These are going to sell out. Well, Vaso Beats, Alpha Power, and Prostaguard have all sold out. So they have been supplemented with some other products. So Living Defense Plus is now 50% off plus free shipping. And all iodine products are 50% off. That's Survival Shield X2, Survival Shield X2 Spray, Survival Shield X3, and the Iodine Surface Spray is all now 50% off because so many of those other products sold out. But don't wait until your favorite product is sold out. Go there now. Take advantage of the Mega Blowout Sale, 50% off plus free shipping on all these products. I'm going to cover a little bit more news here to close out the hour, and then I will be opening the phone lines in the second hour, taking your comments about any of these stories that we're talking about during the entire second hour. And then, of course, I'll clear the phone lines and bring you back on for Wurzel Root if you have any questions for him or comments for him in the third hour. But for now, what should we talk about? There's so much, isn't there? So much going on that needs to be pointed out. DHS expects approximately 500,000 to 800,000 migrants to arrive as part of family groups this year, 2020 fiscal year that ends in September, a quantity that would equal or exceed the record numbers who entered in 2019, according to government data reviewed by the Washington Post. So already they're shipping by the tens and tens of thousands migrants to states near the Canadian border, shipping more to Florida, storing some in a convention center in Dallas, some more in Waco, some other places in other Texas towns, the Houston Convention Center, perhaps military bases,
being converted, NASA buildings being used to house migrants, and those that they can't immediately house, they ship across the country, or simply release without taking any of their information, without setting a court date for them to return by, and they just say, hey, check back in a little bit. Hey, come on back in. We're going to use the honor system. You very honorable people crossing borders that they're not allowed to cross, very honorable people smashing through police lines and invading a country that doesn't want them. And you can tell how sickly they are. Bring up that video again. You can tell they're starving. I mean, they're hungry. They need our help. Joe Biden points out they're facing oppression. Look at these poor innocent. You can tell they've struggled, right? I mean, their clothes are just covered in dirt and blood and mud. They're fleeing oppression, folks. And they're coming here by the hundreds of thousands a month, millions in a single year, unabated, uncontested, actually assisted in this by the American government, and of course by billions of dollars of NGOs. So that's one major story. That's what's happening there. There's another major story happening at the same time in Oregon, where you have massive hordes of Antifa militants smashing up trucks, attacking people, staging a armed insurrection, if we're going to use the vernacular of the day, at the Oregon State Capitol. Really incredible stuff. But there's more to this story than meets the eye. And it's some of the revelations being made by people who are leaking what's going on inside the Telegram discussions or the chat logs of Antifa. Andy Ngo has been on top of this, as of course he always is. And he's released some of their talking points, some of their discussions that are going on inside Telegram groups where they're organizing and telling people where to go, what to do, what to bring, and all this sort of stuff. Because, of course, they're resisting fascism. They're anti-fascist protesters. And you even have, there's a really great tweet Jack Posobiec put out a thing saying, you know, this is a insurrection, armed insurrection at the state capitol there in Oregon. And there's actually a New York Times reporter that responded.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
In 2015, a Rhode Island man called Edward Canalia got into a fight with his wife. The next day, his wife went to the police and told them that her husband was mentally unstable and suggested he might kill himself. So several police officers did what they're trained to do, and they came to the house. And they took Edward Canalia to the hospital. At the hospital, he was evaluated. After that evaluation, doctors determined that he did not need to be admitted to the hospital and that he was not a danger to himself or others. End of story, but not really. Because while Edward Canalia was in the hospital, the police decided to check what was inside his home. They didn't have a warrant. They knew that no mental health professional had made any conclusions about his psychological state. But they went ahead and rooted through his possessions anyway, and that's when they found two firearms. So no one says that they were illegally owned, but the police took them anyway. Again, they had no warrant. The suspect wasn't there. They just took the guns. And even after doctors said their determination was Edward Canalia is not a threat to himself or others, the police kept those guns. They just stole them. Now, you didn't think that could happen in America, and of course it's not supposed to. The Constitution prohibits that. The police can't just show up at your house and take things. So this case is now before the Supreme Court, as it should be. But here's the remarkable thing. The Biden administration is backing the police officers who stole Edward Canalia's guns with no warrant. In fact, the Biden administration is asking the Supreme Court to approve of this and make it a precedent. They're asking for permission to search any home they want without a warrant and take what they want. Any guns that Joe Biden's police find will be confiscated in the name of public safety. Think about that. It's almost beyond belief. This should be on the front page of every paper in the country. The ACLU should be fighting it. None of that's happening. According to Joe Biden, though, firearms are just that dangerous. And most dangerous of all, Joe Biden has told us, including this week, are something called assault weapons. Assault weapons are such a threat, Joe Biden says, he's not going to wait for the Supreme Court. He wants Congress, which his party controls, to pass a total ban on assault weapons. Well, if that sounds familiar, it's because we did it before for 10 years. And it didn't work. It didn't work for a bunch of different reasons. First, because no one can define what an assault weapon is. Second, because not that many people are killed by assault weapons. But Joe Biden doesn't care. If you go to Biden's website, you learn that assault weapons are responsible for, quote, our gun violence epidemic. They're weapons of war, and if you can get them off the street, this country will be a much safer place. Well, that's a total crock. And not only is it a lie, it's an appalling lie, contradicted completely by actual evidence. And here's the evidence. The most recent data from the FBI on this subject, come from 2019, was just released. And those numbers show that a total of 364 homicides in the entire country were committed in 2019 with a rifle, assault weapon or not, all rifles. To give you some context, that same year, 600 people were killed by what the FBI calls personal weapons, fists, feet, and hands. Meanwhile, knives and other cutting tools were used in a total of 1,476 homicides. Oh, so rifles of all kinds, including assault rifles, 370-something. Knives, 1,400. In other words, using the argument that Joe Biden is now making before the Supreme Court, police ought to be allowed to come into your house and seize your cutlery without a warrant. Cutlery control could save many times as many lives as a ban on AR-15s. So why aren't they making that argument? If you really wanted to save lives, you'd ban the things that cause the most deaths, wouldn't you? You would if you cared about public safety. If you cared about public safety, you'd also enforce the gun laws already on the books in, say, Chicago, Washington, Minneapolis.
Incredible, folks. Yeah, they're coming for your guns. They're coming for your guns. I mean, they've already come for your speech. They've come for your right to privacy. They've come for your right to own anything. They've come for your children. They've come for your race. And now they're coming for your guns. Because nobody is standing up to stop them. So why shouldn't they?
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, opening up the phone lines now. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call about any of the topics that we've covered or ones that we may have missed. Hundreds of thousands of migrants pouring across the border unabated. The WHO literally just regurgitating Chinese communist talking points, saying it wasn't us, we didn't do it. Biden come after the guns. The vaccine passports, you'll have to get the experimental inoculation, or you won't be able to buy or sell anything. And this is it, folks. This is it. I don't know where you think it goes from here. I don't know if you've somehow been deluded into thinking this is all just, you know, good people trying their best. Oh, maybe they're just making mistakes. Maybe they're just really trying their best to do things right. Maybe. Maybe it's just a coincidence that every single one of their actions inevitably and irrevocably destroys one of your freedoms. Maybe that's just necessary. Truly incredible. I mean, if nothing else concerns you, you know, I've been hearing so much stuff. Just the rumors I hear. Like, I try to just cover what's in the news. And I also don't like telling stories that my friends tell me or my family tells me. So I don't know. They tell it to me in confidence and I don't want to go spat it out on the airwaves broadcasting worldwide. But I'm going to go ahead and do it because some of this is important. Here's some rumors I've heard over this weekend. One's not a rumor. One's a very serious situation. A young girl, 16, 17 years old, sports fanatic, played basketball, swam, played volleyball, basically was on a field of some sort 5 days a week, got COVID, then ended up with a growth on her heart that may require open heart surgery that was never there before. She could not have engaged in all the sports activity that she did with this heart condition. Now, I've searched this heart condition in conjunction with COVID. No stories about it. No one reporting that this could be a consequence of COVID, and yet there's no other reason why she would have developed this condition. She didn't have it before. She got COVID. She has it now. And it's likely will be a lifelong condition that she'll have to deal with, and that will greatly increase her likelihood of having heart problems in the future. Strangely enough, one of the things that happens with this growth, I think it's a trabeculated ventricle is what it's called. Creates blood clots. Interesting. COVID-19 linked to heart damage in healthy people, small study suggests. And no one's looking into this. No one's doing any research into this. Another story I heard, a friend of mine working as a inoculator, giving out COVID vaccines. They gave the first round to an elderly gentleman. By the time his second round was due, he didn't show up. They call his nursing home and they say, oh, he died. He died after getting the vaccine. And they ask, well, did you report it to the vaccine adverse reaction commission? Did you report that somebody died after getting the vaccine? And they said, well, we didn't know for sure that he died because of the vaccine, so we didn't report it. So, you know, you can take that one little rumor from me, extrapolate it to the vast majority of the population. We have no information to rely on. They're not reporting it. They're not reporting the death. Even if there's a possibility, they should probably report it, because enough of those, you get a trend, you get a pattern, you recognize a situation, and then you deal with it. But no, they didn't know. They couldn't tell. I got the vaccine, then he died. But we don't know they were connected, so we're not going to report it. It's another little rumor I've heard. It goes on and on. I mean, there's so much stuff going on that just is not reported. It's not covered in the mainstream news. Nobody seems to care. Other people I know, they've had strokes after getting the vaccine. They've had young people die after getting the vaccine. Don't report it. Don't talk about it. Something else that happened was a friend of mine was in medical school, and they were talking about the Hippocratic Oath and the fact that doctors cannot let their own personal biases get in the way of treating people. and that you have to treat everybody, regardless of who they are, what they believe. It is a medical imperative that you give equal treatment to everybody. And then somebody in my friend's class chimed up and they said, you know, I have to admit, I think I might have trouble with this. I might have a problem with this. He said, what if, for example, I'm asked to give medical attention? What if I'm asked to treat one of the January 6th insurrectionists? I don't know if I could do that. This person's going to be a doctor. They're going to be treating people. Not only are they so ideologically brainwashed that they would actually have trouble giving medical attention to somebody who disagrees with them, but they also think that storming the Capitol on January 6th meets that threshold. Maybe you'll just deserve to die. Maybe you just won't get quite as good of treatment. Imagine that. And again, just know, this is the world that we're going into. This is the thoughts of graduating doctors saying, I don't know if I could bring myself to treat the insurrectionist terrorists of January 6th. Trump supporters, right? So who knows? Who knows what the world's going to be like? Of course, again, these are just rumors. These are just things I hear secondhand. But they always seem to be followed up by confirmation in the media. Boston doctors call for racially discriminating against patients in order to promote social justice. I mean, this is the mindset that our entire country is being forced into. They want to create anti-racist institutional change. It's essential to supplement federal reparations. They've created a pilot program that will undertake institutional action. The basis for this institutional action is the concept of applicative justice, applying justice to those who don't now receive it. This is to say, as opposed to more idealistic conceptions of justice. They say, in order to comprehensively confront structural racism, we think there need to be at least two reasons that federal reparations must be there are at least two reasons why federal reparations must be supplemented by localized anti-racist institutional efforts of the kind they propose below. The pilot program adopts a reparations framework of acknowledgement, redress, and closure, as they call it, a healing arc with initiatives for all three components. Each centers Black and Latinx patients and community members, those most impacted by unjust heart failure management and under whose direction appropriate restitution can begin to take shape. They write that federally paid reparations are essential, and broad adoption of healing ARCs, ARCs, can build on them, directly implementing restitution across a variety of institutional contexts for a range of marginalized BIPOC communities. Redress should involve not just direct solution to monitor and end health inequities, but to offer restitution for past and present injustices. Redress can take multiple forms, from cash transfers and discounted or free care to taxes on nonprofit hospitals that exclude patients of color and race explicit protocol changes, such as preferentially admitting patients historically denied access to certain forms of medical care. Reparations in the medical industry. What does that mean for you?
Actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us, not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too, at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here that is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon. I cannot remember the time that I did 50% off on Emerson Essentials, because these are private labeled, top of the line, organic oils, essential oils, organic hand sanitizer sprays, organic shampoo, organic deodorant, organic body wash, and more. And so there's not a lot of markup in them. So when we do 50% off, that is almost a loss leader. With free shipping, ladies and gentlemen, it is a loss leader. You can get it right now at InfoWarsStore.com, but they're selling out quick, and I'm doing this to introduce people who have been on the fence to Emrick's Essential. This is part of the big mega blowout sale. It's got to end on March 31st, 2021, in just a few days as of me taping this. So take advantage of it, experience it. Emrick's Essential is part of the big mega blowout sale, and free shipping on select items at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes great gifts as well. So thanks for your support. Thanks for visiting InfoWars Store. You've kept us on air, but these are great products you need, so please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. You're watching American Journal on InfoWars.com. Let's go directly out to the phone calls. We have Hobbs in Nebraska talking about this gun control push coming from the Biden administration, Democrats in the Congress and the Senate. Worrying stuff, isn't it, Hobbs?
Absolutely, Harrison. Good morning to you. Good morning to the other Info Warriors. It's your boy Hobbs from Nebraska with the Roads to Liberty podcast. I just wanted to, before I jumped into my argument against further gun control, I would like to say that I take particular umbrage against that line that Tucker Carlson said in that clip that you played just a little bit ago about how enforcing the current laws on the books, it seems to have been an argument made by people in the Second Amendment defense community for quite some time. What that phrase signals is that there is a certain degree of gun control that is acceptable. And I don't think that's the case. We've had laws from 1934 to 68 to 86 and all the little local and state laws that fly in the face of the phrase shall not be infringed. I don't think that signaling to our opponents that the current amount of gun control is okay, just no more, is very helpful to our cause. But I came up with something the other day that I think is probably the best argument against gun control that I've ever heard, and I may be a bit biased, but it is what it is. I'm sure that everybody that's listening to this right now has heard of the term democide, the death by government. And for those of you who don't know what democide is, it's mass murder by government outside of the context of war. Things like the Holocaust, the Holodomor, things like that were all democides. So democide is responsible for at least 120 million deaths in the last century alone, making a government out of control the deadliest instrument in human history. So when a politician, whether they're on the campaign trail or about to legislate, tells me and the average citizen of the United States that they don't trust me with something as relatively benign as a semi-automatic rifle, then why in God's name should I trust them anywhere near the levers of power to the deadliest instrument in human history?
Mm. Very good point. And of course, the hypocrisy is, you know, even more egregious now than ever that we have, you know, armed National Guard troops patrolling around the Capitol, preventing any of us regular plebeians from getting anywhere close to the halls of power. So to me, the best argument against gun control is a simple one. All you're arguing for when you argue for gun control, the only thing you're arguing for is that the richest and most powerful people have guns. All you're arguing for is for regular people not to have guns. The richest will still have them. They'll still be able to pay for security who can get guns. They'll still have the police protect them or the army protect them if they feel like calling them in. They will always have guns. So when you're talking about gun control, the only people you're talking about removing guns from are not the criminals and they're not the wealthy elite. They'll still have guns protecting them. It'll be the poor and the law-abiding are the only people that are affected by gun control laws. So it's the same thing with defunding the police. All that means is privatizing the police. Gun control means firearm privatization for the wealthy, the elite, and those with connections. Because they'll still have them. The Army's not going to give up their guns. The police aren't going to give up their guns. And no one would suggest that because it's patently absurd. So what does that mean if they're going to deny you of gun, you from having guns? All that means is that they'll have them and that you won't. It's very simple. I don't know how people can't understand this. Especially people that, I don't know. I mean, people are so dumb these days. Who knows what they understand? I don't think they understand anything. It's the same people who, you know, recognize, you know, they follow the Bernie Sanders line that pharmaceutical companies are basically embodied evil, right? They just, all they do is they exploit and destroy American people for the sake of profit. But if you question them, you should be eliminated. If you don't take their inoculation, you're a terrorist. The cognitive dissonance is beyond repair in some cases. Thanks for the call, Hobbs. Very good stuff as always. Let's go now to Kyle in California, where the COVID vax came from. Thanks for calling in, Kyle. You're on the air.
What's up, Harrison?
How are you, man?
Doing fantastic. So you know who Carrie Mullis is, right?
I'm not sure I do.
The one who invented the PCR test?
Oh, yes. Yeah, for sure.
So he wrote a book called Dancing Naked in the Minefield, kind of weird name showing his character, but he talks about a lot of things that the Info Warriors would talk about on air. So he talks about his friend Peter, who discovered a mutation in a single nucleotide and what has become – let me pull over real quick. There I'm driving.
Yeah, this is a guy that was on there's an interview of him disparaging Dr. Fauci, basically saying this dude doesn't know anything. He's a mouthpiece for the pharmaceutical companies. He invented the PCR test, which, again, right as Joe Biden got into office, the World Health Organization, the CDC, announced, oh, you know those PCR tests that we've been using to establish case numbers across the country? Yeah, those actually aren't reliable, and you'll probably get a positive response when you shouldn't have a positive one. So it's just like, you know, everything that we're talking about that's predicated on COVID, it's literally all lies. It's literally 100% based on lies. The death numbers were inflated. The death numbers were actually caused to be higher than normal because of the nursing home orders that were given out. The number of infected is not consistent with reality. I mean, just absolutely everything about this is a lie. And then everything that's based on it is permanent, you know, unchangeable and completely totalitarian. It's incredibly disturbing. Did you find that a quote, Kyle?
Sorry about that. Yeah, so the book, so his best friend invented LSD. He invented the DNA sequence. He's friends with the smartest dudes in the world. So on this one part, he talks about his acclaimed scientist friend, Peter, who went on to develop the theory that oncogenes might be introduced by viruses into humans and cause cancer. Mm. The idea caught on and became a serious theoretical-driven force behind the research that was funded under the unfortunate name War on Cancer. So they're funding something called the War on Cancer. What it really is they're using a virus as a vehicle, and they put this oncogene on it, kind of like what the vaccine is rumored to do. And then this virus introduces oncogene into the body, which causes cancer.
Mm.
So, and it's called the War on Cancer, when really it's a vehicle to cause cancer into humans.
Of course, it wouldn't be a government program without a name like that. War on poverty, poverty massively increases. War on drugs, drug use massively increases. Why not have a war on cancer and just kill us all? It makes perfect sense. Thanks so much for the call, Kyle. We're about to go to break. It's not a surprise that this is the type of stuff that's coming out, that will continue to come out. You know, it won't be too long before where it's revealed, you know, what exactly is going on with the vaccines. Even now in the UK, they're now administering a third round of vaccines to the elderly because two wasn't enough. This will be a permanent situation. If we don't fight back now and resist this right now, the vaccine passports, the yearly vaccine, the lockdown orders, the masks, this is permanent, folks. This is the rest of history will be like this. Why would they give it up?
It's so hard for me when I'm cutting ads to not get overly excited. People ask me all the time, they go, Jones, are you on cocaine? Are you on meth? How are you so excited? How do I not get excited about world government, forced masks, forced inoculations, open announcements that our country is going to be dissolved? I'm sorry. I'm a fighter. And I know many of you out there watching and listening are fighters as well. And so I'll just say this. I try to be calm. I try to be focused. I don't know what I'd do if I wasn't still on air right now. But I just really want to thank you for keeping us on air. Because you have to realize, when I tell you that you're the InfoWar, that's not me patting you on the head. You are 99% of the equation. So when you decide to spread the word, when you decide to buy the products, InfoWarsStore.com, when you decide to share the articles and videos we produce, it changes the world. So you are the InfoWar. Thank you so much for the fight. Thank you for all you've done. Now let's take action together and take down the globalist.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
Have until Wednesday, March 31st, 2021, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales of the year, the InfoWars Mega Blowout Sale. More than 20 of our top best-selling items are all 50% off with free shipping. That makes some of them almost loss leaders. In fact, we're breaking even on the Emrix Essentials. 15 different high-quality organic essential oils, 3 different organic hand sanitizers that smell great and are amazing for your body and, you know, don't toxify you like the alcohol-based ones do. We also have the organic shampoo, the organic body wash, the organic deodorant. It goes on and on. All of these are set to sell out. It's going to be months
till more comes in, and they are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping. And we have BrainForce, the great brain-focused nootropic, 50% off free shipping. All supplies last. It all ends Wednesday night. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tie it around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Reminder that this program, everything that we do here, including some very special secret missions that are going on right now that I won't disclose to you, but just know big things are happening, and you support it all by going to InfoWarsStore.com and taking advantage of the mega blowout sale, 50% off, free plus free shipping, and you get a free gift with every order of $75 or more. So that means if you buy $150 worth of this, these particular products, not only are you getting $150 for $75 with 50% off, you're also getting a free gift. Incredible amounts of savings going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and you help keep InfoWars not just alive and sustained against the incredible threats and attacks that we are constantly under, that again, I don't know if I'm allowed to disclose to you or not, but yeah, folks, that's happening constantly, and right now there seems to be a particular surge for it. Some more rumors I've heard in that regard. Some people that I know have been contacted with mainstream media news outlets asking a lot of in particular questions about InfoWars. Very probing questions. They don't ask us, of course, but they'll go to people who know us and probe a little bit, try to get some information. So more hit pieces on the way. More destruction being leveled at yours truly and InfoWars as a whole. So if you want us to just continue to exist, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. If you want us to continue to thrive, then might I suggest going there twice. Because we're fighting back. There's no rest for the weary here. And we will fight on. 50% off right now with the mega sale at InfoWarsStore.com. With that, we go back out to the phone calls. W in Texas. Let's talk about COVID in the next election. Thanks for calling in. W, you're on the air.
Yes. So I'm a registered independent. And so for me, it's all about truth and freedom. Whoever, it doesn't matter what side it's coming from, as long as you're spitting truth and as long as it's about protecting liberties, I'm all for it. And so with that in mind, I just wanted to say, what elected officials do you all know that's actually anti-vaccine right now? And I'm saying that because right now, I don't know if you know, but, your guy, Rand Paul, he's actually pro-vaccine. And he's one of those people that, I look at as kind of supporting liberties and freedoms. However, he's still pro-vaccine. So
yeah.
The point I'm trying to make is that in the next 2 years, when the whole presidential nominations, that whole process restarts again, by that time, we could potentially have 200 million plus individuals, Americans that are vaccinated. So if you do have an anti-vaccine candidate, he would be talking to two-thirds or half the American population that's been inoculated, that's been injected. And right. So that's going to create some friction. You know, think about it. If you were an anti-vaccine candidate, how could you say, well, I'm anti-vaccine to all the people that are already vaccinated? You know what I'm saying? So that's going to create some friction right there. And so, you know, what that means is,
To answer your question, I don't know a single politician that has come out against the vaccines. I think at the bare minimum, I believe Rand Paul, but, you know, you would at least expect people to come out against vaccine passports and mandatory vaccines, right? There's a difference between, you know, somebody like Rand Paul saying, well, I'm a doctor and I've seen the science and I think, you know, I got the vaccine or other people need to get the vaccine. There's a big difference between saying that you believe in the vaccine and that you want to get it or you suggest other people to get it. Big difference to you cannot go out and shop without having got the vaccine, right? That you can't go to a ball game without getting the vaccine, that the government will kick down your door and shove a needle in your arm if you don't get the vaccine. That's a big difference. So, you know, at least at the bare minimum, they should be standing up against this incredible, unprecedented and irreversible, you know, expansion of the governmental control, which is embodied by the vaccine passports. And I don't know if there's anybody out. I mean, how many people have stood up against the concept of, you know, anti-Asian hate, right? They were having that conversation in the halls of Congress. Totally ridiculous. Right. But that continued to happen. You know, it's...
And I remember you all talking about the social credit score 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
They were calling you all conspiracy theorists when it was actually happening. And now it's actually coming to fruition in our country right now. So it's crazy. Like, what else are they going to say is conspiracy theory when people are predicting it years and, you know, years before?
Yes, so, it's thanks for the call, W. I, you know, I refer to it as the wheel of conspiracy. The wheel of conspiracy turns. You know, they say something in their secret internal documents or they hint at something coming up. We point it out. We're called crazy conspiracy theorists. You're insane. That would never happen. Then eventually the wheel turns a little bit more and they say, well, maybe some aspect of this perhaps is a little bit true, but it's still a crazy conspiracy theory and everything you're saying is nonsense. Then the wheel turns a little bit more and eventually it flips around and comes all the way around to, yes, it is happening. Yes, it is true. Yes, you were right, but it's a good thing. And opposing it is now a dangerous conspiracy theory. Now opposing, you know, before it was a vaccine passport, that's crazy. That'll never happen. That's a crazy conspiracy theory. Fast forward 1 year, and now it's, whoa, you're against the vaccine passport? What, are you crazy? What, you think they're going to use it to track you or something? Are you insane? I mean, it's the wheel of conspiracy. It turns and turns and turns, ever crushing you beneath its treads. Let's go now to Patrick in Boston. Wants to talk about cancel culture. Thanks for calling in, Patrick. You are on the air.
My man.
Hello.
Hey.
Patty,
hey, what's going on? Look, I wanted to talk about this. First of all, I want to say that since the last time we talked, it's obvious that you took my advice and ran a cheese grater through your hair. That's impressive. I'm glad that you were willing to admit that you had done wrong, and now you're on the, you know, you've grown up and you're a big boy.
I look like a geek so now. Cool. Thanks a lot, Patrick. I look so
right.
cool
well,
before.
Hey, you know, I do what I can. Look, I read an article this morning. There's a reporter at the Washington Post. I think her name is Felicia Sanmez, who is not allowed to report on anything involving sexual assault or things of this nature because she committed the sin of discussing the fact that Kobe Bryant had been accused of rape,
right?
After he died. And I thought, man, this is like one of the worst. And if you read the Twitter thread, it's really like kind of, I don't mean to be mushy about it, but it's a little heartbreaking. It's like, oh, you can't talk about, you're not allowed to report on the Violence Against Women Act and whether that should be, whether that should be reauthorized or not, because you said some nasty things about Kobe Bryant, which also just happened to be factual, right?
Right.
And it drives me crazy now that we've got to the point where we can't just report on things that are factual. He was accused. We're not saying he was convicted. He wasn't of rape. So was Ben Roethlisberger, right? These big time athletes that we're supposed to pretend these things never happen. And what I'm saying is, look, the courts of the United States and jurors in United States courts are required to assume innocence until proven guilty. But I'm not. Neither are you.
Right.
We can have our opinions, and reporters can actually report facts without, should be able to report facts without having being told that, oh, you're not allowed to say that because he died in an accident. And therefore, we're supposed to sanitize everything that ever happened to this guy.
Right.
Or he did. And I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous, but this is the inevitable consequence of cancel culture, and it's the poison pill at the heart of the whole thing. The idea of hate speech itself, complete misnomer, and, you know, whether something is true or not has never been an aspect of it, right? You can say blatant falsehoods, and that's fine. You can say something totally untrue, and it's no issue. If you say something that's true but offends people, then you'll be eliminated.
That's when you get into trouble.
Yeah, so it's completely nonsensical, and I agree with you. It's insane that this is going on, but it's the inevitable consequence. I mean, what do you expect when you have, you know, this ball start rolling in 2014, 2015 that set the groundwork for everything that we're seeing here? All of the critical race theory, all of the, you know, anti-white stuff, all of the anti-male stuff. I mean, it all got started around 2015 or 2014, and everybody screaming warning saying, hey, we have to stop this now. We're shouted down and told to shut up, and here we are.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Listeners ask me all the time, why do you have multiple multivitamins? Why do you have multiple high-quality iodines? Why do you do that? Because different strokes for different folks. If we're talking to researchers and scientists and they say, hey, a lot of people love Deep Earth Pure Crystal Iodine, but you should put one out with Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and the two other types because some people can't absorb pure iodine. Boom, we did it. It's popular. It's X3. Is it better than X2? You decide. It's different strokes for different folks. Well, now we have a complement to knock out our very popular powdered pill sleep aid, and that is Down and Out. It's super strong, way stronger than Knockout, but they don't compete with each other. Different strokes for different folks, different formulas, and it's 40% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com and free shipping. Secure your Down and Out today, and while you're sleeping, you know you're funding the InfoWar at the same time. Down and Out, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off and free shipping.
BrainForce Plus, by the way, one of my all-time favorite products. I completely owe my ability to do this job. I owe my ability to have graduated college 4 or 5 years ago. I owe it completely to BrainForce Plus, one of the most powerful nutraceuticals you will find. I put it right up there with TurboForce. I love TurboForce. It's great. But when you don't have time or you don't have the wherewithal to drink a bottle of water, take 2 capsules of BrainForce Plus and you will launch into the stratosphere. You will go to the moon. You will not know where all your energy came from, and then you'll remember. But there's no crash. That's the important part about BrainForce Plus, is there's no crash. It's not like drinking 3 cups of coffee to get that same amount of buzz, because you don't come crashing down. You don't get the jitters, at least I don't. You don't get the anxiety. You don't get all of the things that usually come with drinking coffee or energy drinks. BrainForce Plus, clean, natural energy, and right now, it's on sale, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Mega Blowout Sale only has a few days left. It's Friday evening, and I'm cutting this quick ad because coming up on the 31st, we have to stop the sales. The sales will be over by Thursday morning. They have to, because a lot of these products are selling out. All of our incredible iodine products, X2, X3, also the oral spray and the topical disinfectant spray, are all 50% off with free shipping on these items. You cannot beat these deals, and believe me, when I'm sitting there talking about X2 or X3, I'm thinking, hey, I haven't taken it in a week or so. I need to take it. The energy it gives me, the focus it gives me, how good it makes my skin feel, everything, it's essential. And the globalists don't want you to know about iodine. They don't want you to know about pure iodine. They want you to be full of the bad halogens. Don't let them do it. Take action and fund the InfoWar. 360 win, 50% off on all four of our great iodine products and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Part of the mega blowout sale, but it ends in just a couple days, so take action.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, welcome back, folks. Let me read you some breaking headlines here before I go back to your calls. In the next segment, I will be welcoming for the hour the artist known as Wurzel Root. His name's Alexander Augustine, and you've seen his videos here on American Journal if you're a regular viewer, because we've played them several times. I'm very excited to welcome him to the program next segment. Your phone calls first, but before we get to do that, here's some headlines. Very important news here. Captain Underpants book pulled for passive racism. Graphic novel for children from the wildly popular Captain Underpants series is being pulled from library and bookstore shelves after its publisher says it perpetuates passive racism. The book follows a pair of friends who travel from 500,000 BC to 2222, where they meet a martial arts instructor that teaches them kung fu, and they learn the principles of Chinese philosophy. The author has said in a statement the book was, quote, intended to showcase diversity, equality, and nonviolent conflict resolution. He says, I hope that you, my readers, will forgive me and learn from my mistakes, and that even unintentional and passive stereotypes and racism is harmful to everybody. I apologize and I pledge to do better. I'm sorry, Pilkey. I will not forgive you for being such a cowardly idiot to actually fall for this crap. There's no need to apologize. These people are evil. Tell them screw you and keep making your hilarious books. But you will not get my forgiveness for rolling over to cancel culture and perpetuating the death of our nation with your seemingly insignificant yet ever so important capitulation to the nonsense hysteria. All right. Captain Underpants headlines out of the way. Let's move on to some other more important stuff. This story from Reuters. Sweden saw lower 2020 death spike than much of Europe. Sweden, which has shunned the strict lockdowns that have choked much of the global economy, emerged from 2020 with a smaller increase in its overall mortality rate than most European countries, an analysis of official data sources showed. So there you go. Just know all of the destruction, all of the chaos, all of the mail-in voting, all of that, completely unnecessary and perhaps detrimental to the recovery after this pandemic. So just keep that in mind. Every one of these measures, totally unnecessary, totally doesn't do what they say it does, completely an excuse to enslave and control you. Finally, happening right now, the trial of Derek Chauvin has begun with opening arguments. And my God, there's so much to say about that. Why is there even a trial going on? There shouldn't be. The cause of death was accidental overdose. The man poisoned himself. The police just happened to be there at the time. Trust the science, folks. But no. Not only is the trial going forward, despite the fact that somebody who did not cause his death is now on trial for murder. I mean, it's amazing. It really is amazing, isn't it? I mean, you can just imagine this world without the racial animus and racial aggravation created by the media. Like, because you can imagine the opposite, right? You can imagine if, somebody dies and you show up in there and they arrest, like, the husband for murder. And they're like, well, when we showed up, you were kneeling on the ground next to her. You know, we think you were choking her. And then it's like the autopsy comes back. And it's like, oh, no, she died from cyanide poisoning. And we have a video of her taking it by herself on her own volition.
And it's like, yeah, but we're still going to charge this guy with murder on the basis that he strangled her to death. It's like, this makes no sense. It's nonsensical. It's complete BS. So not only should this trial not be taking place in the first place, but you already have hordes of protesters around the courthouse. We've already heard from prospective juror after prospective juror saying, I'm terrified of being on this jury because I think people will hurt me or my family if I don't make the decision that they want us to make. And we know that whole cities will burn if Derek Chauvin doesn't have his life destroyed for the crime of following the instruction of his training. Just incredible. Incredible stuff. Let's go now to the phone calls. Tom in Florida talking about truth bombs. Thanks for calling in, Tom. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Good morning. How's everything?
Good morning.
Hey, you know, I don't know if you guys ever reported on this, but literally 40 miles off the coast of West Palm Beach, Florida, in the Bahamas, the Chinese have a port that they can authorize after a commercial fishing license.
Hey, sorry, Tom. We're getting a lot of interference there on your phone, so I'm going to have to let you go. But that I've not heard of that, and I will certainly look into that Chinese port off the Bahamas. That's incredibly close to America and should probably be worried about. Of course, we have airfields, you know, private Chinese airfields along the border in Texas. Just all sorts of nonsense from every different angle. But I won't say it. I'm not going to say it. Let's go now to Elizabeth in Florida. People are either hypnotized or they just don't care. Which is it, Elizabeth? I'd love to know.
You know, I would love to know, too. But what I would tell people is if it's not enough that people are going to come take your kids, I don't know what's enough. This is not an exaggeration.
Yeah.
They're going after your children right now as we speak. And if that's not enough for you, I don't know what is and what has happened to us. But I will tell you that if you took 2 weeks out of your life and didn't spend any money in this country, everything would stop because without our money, nothing happens. Nothing works.
Right.
They can't continue. They need our money. They need the backs of the working people to survive like little leeches on us.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you just look at the sheer amount of money that goes to funding our enemies, funding people who hate us, funding people who cross our border without our permission, sending them to like 5-star hotels, sending them thousands of miles away, just looking at the number of like lifetime contribution and taxes for different groups, including illegal immigrants. I mean, it's just billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars every year siphoned from the people that are working and given to people who hate them or to organizations whose express purpose is to destroy those people or destroy their way of life or to get more money, right? So they're taking your money and giving it to people who just want to take more of your money. But I think the point that you made about, you know, they're coming for your kids is the most important. And, you know, it reminds me of, you know, in places like Germany and stuff, you have people whose like children were killed by migrants. Or there was a woman in like Kansas or somewhere. She was jogging through a cornfield and an illegal immigrant who'd been deported several times before, like grabbed her, raped her and killed her. And then her father is like, gives out a statement that's like, we love illegal immigrants. We wouldn't have tacos without them. And it's like,
are you kidding me?
No. Yeah. That literally happened. So it's like,
I thought you were joking there for a second.
No, that's
sarcastic.
No, that's 100% exactly what happened. And it's like, so I don't know.
People are nuts.
Yeah, if you can kill their child and they still don't want to change policy that would have prevented it.
It's the Obama administration all over again. It's like nothing stopped.
Well, you know, according to Maria Bartiromo, apparently Biden takes calls from Barack Obama on a daily basis and that he is in some ways running things behind the scene. He is perhaps the puppet master. Thanks so much for the call.
Do you really think this vacant guy is running the country? I mean, really?
Yeah, no, definitely not. Yeah, I would not be surprised at all if Obama isn't living it up and running things behind the scenes. It only makes sense. Tippett's father, Hispanic locals, Iowans with better food. There you go. So your daughter out on a nice little jog. She is snatched by an illegal immigrant, killed, raped and killed. And then you come out and say the Hispanic community are Iowans. They have the same value as Iowans. As far as I'm concerned, they're Iowans with better food. In other words, saying don't use my daughter's death to, perpetrate hatred against the Hispanic community. How about if we had basic border laws, your daughter would still be alive? How about it doesn't matter what the race of the guy was? If he's an illegal immigrant, there is basic governmental procedures that could be in place to prevent your daughter's death. And the fact that these aren't being followed is the direct cause of your daughter's death. But no, this is the New World Order. This is globalism. You sacrifice your child for the sake of diversity. You want tacos, don't you? Well, if you like eating tacos, kill your child, kill yourself, kill your grandmother. You're a good human being. You're decent. You're insane.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today. It was 6 years ago that Dr. Group helped us develop Living Defense. And he told me, Alex, this is going to be one of your most popular products. And I go, really? A bunch of black walnut? A bunch of these herbs? He said, listen, this stuff flushes out parasites. This stuff is beyond probiotics for the bacterial on up. It's amazing. It's got Indian science, Native American science, ancient European herbology. It's all there. And it's become a bestseller. People love it. It's amazing. If you've been on the fence and haven't taken it, it is a big bottle with more than two regimens in it. So this will cover you basically for a year. But you want to do it every 6 months. And the cleanse is incredible. Everybody gets benefits from it. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. And it's part of our mega blowout sale, 50% off and free shipping on Living Defense. But the sale has to end Wednesday night, the last day of March. The sale has to end March 31st, 2021, in just a few days. Get it while you can at InfoWarsStore.com. It's massively discounted, and it funds the InfoWar.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It's insane what conservatives are willing to tolerate. Hundreds of thousands of abortions for convenience every year. Attempts to take your gun rights. Attempts to remove parental consent from gender transition of minors. Continuing advancement of the LGBT narrative. Transsexuals in women's sports. Transsexuals in women's bathrooms. WAP on family programs. Our culture is just a gay man twerking on Satan. Big tech censorship. Destruction of traditional gender norms. Destruction of your religion. Open hatred for white people, for your race. Millions of immigrants every year. And conservatives, they're just like, we really need to work out a compromise. Well, I think a few more debates and we'll have this topic ironed out in a mutually amicable way. The other side doesn't want to talk. They don't want to compromise. They're at war with you. It is a culture war. And we're just losing because we don't have the balls to fight back. All conservatives can manage is a meager outrage on Twitter. If the left is morally outraged, they'll get you fired. They'll have you on your knees apologizing. They don't want to talk. They don't want to have a debate. They want to silence you and then enact their will upon you anyway.
All right, folks, that is my guest that will be joining us very shortly. Punished Wurzelroot, on TikTok. His name's Alexander Augustine. Let's watch another one, shall we? These are fun. Let's play another one.
I know this is kind of like a basic take.
Ew, leftists, they're so wacky.
But like the cognitive dissonance of the left right now is, it's insane. Stuff like microaggressions, it's their favorite terms. Like you say meritocracy and clearly you mean black people are lazy, right? They understand narrative normalization. You see someone in traditional Chinese formal wear, you say, oh, you look very exotic, and you're perpetrating a narrative of white normalcy. And then they'll tell me, I'm a lunatic conspiracy theorist nut job. As if I'm like in my straitjacket in my room smearing poop on the walls telling you that lizard people control the world. Saying perhaps. Google white people. And it's just endless articles telling me white people are racist, evil, white supremacists, a scourge on society. Every single article, all over the media, even in the government. Maybe there's a narrative against white people. Whenever you hear about Christianity, it's backward, stupid, evil, homophobic. It needs to end. It's a good thing. It's ending. Maybe they're pushing something. I hear about marriage. Yeah, cheat on your husband more. Don't have any kids. Don't even get married at all. Just slow you down. Maybe there's a narrative. I'm insane.
I love it, man. He makes such good points in such short amounts of time. It really is an incredible achievement. And it goes to show that, you know, in the absence of institutional control like the left has, cream rises to the top. The best people become popular. You know, I started seeing Alexander's videos crop up on my Twitter and then all over the place. Just as a natural consequence, right? Sometimes you see stuff pop up and it's clearly manufactured. It's clearly promoted. It's clearly the work of some industrial cabal getting together and deciding this will be the next popular thing and we'll force it on everybody. And then all of the, plebeian sheep people just go right along. Well, this is popular now. This is cool now. I love this now because they're told to. We don't have that sort of industrial or institutional control over our media. Thank God, because without it, in the absence of it, the people that deserve it rise to the top. The people that make it on their own rise to the top. And it doesn't take a lot of fancy production value. It doesn't take, a media blitz with mainstream TV and Yahoo News and everybody else coming out in support. It just takes some clever words. That's really all it takes. And it really is great. And that's how you know it's the real deal. So we'll be talking to Wurzel Root for this next hour, and we'll be taking your calls. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. We'll be taking your calls and answering them as well. And I see him now on my screen. He's wearing a suit and he's looking good. Unlike I've seen before, he got dressed up for the interview. That's awesome, man. Hey, welcome to the show.
I did an interview previously, and, I was just normal sitting there on my porch with a smoke, and they said I looked like a slob, so we're cleaning it all up.
I'm not sure I would recognize you. I expected a cigarette butt hanging out of your mouth, but that's all right. That's all right. We'll do it anyway. All right, we'll be right back with Worlds of Root, folks. Stay with us.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan. First of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny. And for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, well, maybe that's what I need to do, because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, it doesn't happen immediately, but, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome to the program, ladies. Third hour of American Journal. Special guest today, Alexander Augustine.
also known as Wurzel Root. He's a paleo-conservative comedian and commentator from Boston, Massachusetts. He's a prominent voice in the America First movement. You can follow him on Twitter at Wurzel Root, Instagram as well, Wurzel Root, and on TikTok at Punished Wurzel Root, where I think, and that I think is his main outlet of creativity and content creation. Thanks so much for coming on, Alexander.
Yeah, thank you. You know, TikTok, as I'm sure you guys at InfoWars know, TikTok very heavily censors, you know, all media, social media really doesn't like you saying anything counter to their narrative at all. So I don't enjoy TikTok or any of these social medias, and nor do they like me. But, you know, you gotta have to use them sometimes.
Hey, but you have a huge following and you're making waves on it and you're actually making arguments that are difficult to refute and fun to watch. So, you know, it's great. Take it over, man. Keep it going as long as you can. I'm so excited to talk to you because I've seen your videos start crop up a few months ago, and now they're everywhere. And every time they're entertaining, they're funny, they're informative and insightful as well. So I'm excited just to talk to you for a little longer form, since all we ever see are these little 1 minute clips. I just want to know, you know, how did you get started doing this? Did you just, you know, whip out your phones, decide I'm going to, you know, make this argument one day?
Yeah, I saw a lot of people in, like, this America First movement were going on to TikTok just to, like, make fun of this like, one neoconservative. So I went on because I thought it was funny, you know, to sort of, like, make fun of them. And, you know, eventually I just started, like, talking and giving my points. I think I was just, like, annoyed about something, and I just started ranting about it, and people seemed to, like, really respond. So I just, like, kept giving my takes because people seemed to like them. And now it's really cathartic for me to just be able to yell, or to not yell, but to, you know, complain loudly and aggravatedly about certain things. It, you know, lets off some stress, and people apparently share the feelings of annoyance. So,
I think a lot of people do. And, you know, but one of the things I like about your content is that it's easily shareable, and it's something that, like, you can show to people that maybe aren't as informed. Like, I feel like even on this show a lot of times, it's like, man, the stuff we talk about is, like, really intense. It's, like, very, like, off-putting sometimes because it's, you know, we're talking about all this crazy, crazy stuff that's happening. The violence or the you know, the chaos is very intense. And yet the way you put it is just, like, funny, and you can share it with people. Is that, like, a conscious effort that you are trying to, like, make it, like, keep sort of a light tone even when what you're talking about is, you know, stuff that's so intense?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like if I just came out there and, like, monotonely read, you know, like, right, all this horrible things that was happening. It comes really from TikTok being like an app of, you know, people having fun or, like, you know, comedy and, you know, entertainment. So you got to come out there with an entertaining line at least. You can't just, like, be stupid, be silly, be like boring. Right. Mm-hmm. But it does help, I think. And, you know, there's different ways of reaching people, and you got to make it so that they can listen, make it so that even someone who's not into watching or reading up on politics for 92 hours a week can get into it. I think that's important.
Yeah, and a lot of what you do is just pointing out sort of almost pointing out the obvious, right? Like the one that we just watched before with the anti-white narrative and how it's just like it's constant, it's everywhere. But if you point it out, you're a crazy conspiracy theorist and they'll call you all sorts of names. You know, it's the type of thing that it does deserve its own little video that just shows how ridiculous it is, exposes the lie for what it is, without having to, you know, get into the weeds as to why it's happening or conspiracy theories as to who's behind it. It's just like, look, when I search white people, all of this white hate comes up. There you go. There's the argument. It's just, you know, you can't refute it. What is the response to your content on TikTok? Obviously, you're popular on there, but do you get a lot of hate? Do you get a lot of comments? I've seen some pretty nasty stuff in the TikTok comments before.
Yeah, it's really funny. You know, we like to do a little bit of trolling. That's my response to these people. We like to do a little bit of trolling. You know, it's always funny to see some, like, Neanderthal out here, like, making, you know, this, like, debunked video where they're, like, sitting there, like, thinking about it and, like, going, well, if you think about it, it's, like, white supremacy, what this guy said, you know, and you can just blast him for it. That's one of the most fun things about it, man, just blasting people for making these dumb comments. There's so many people who got mad. I used to come in a lot heavier on the anti-feminism stuff and make fun of like all these girls who are posting their L's on TikTok, like talking right. about like how their boyfriends or how the guys they slept with wouldn't hook up or wouldn't talk to them afterwards. And I'd make fun of them for it and be like, hey, maybe in a society with traditional gender roles, maybe traditional gender roles were made to sort of protect women in some aspect. I don't know. But, you know, your feminism, your empowerment, I got to say, it's getting a lot of men real happy to be able to use you like that. And they got really mad about that. But it's really hard to call, like, a handsome dude an incel, you know, so it really confused them.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You preemptively, you know, rebuff some of their classic claims. Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, you know, there's something about that, the women posting their own L's and journalists posting their own L's. It's all, like, what is it that it's like when they get rejected – they think they've been slighted. Like, I would be embarrassed if I got rejected. I wouldn't go out and go, this person just rejected me, right? Because I don't feel, like, entitled to that. And it's the, you know, there's a couple of these Twitter accounts for people that aren't aware that they're called things like journalists posting L's. And it's all these journalists posting things. It's like, I tried to contact this person for a story, and they told me to stuff it, you know, and they post it. And it's like, yeah, this is an L. This is a loss for you. Why are you posting this?
The creator of Gab does that sort of thing. He'll every time a journalist tries to write a hit piece on him or whatever, he'll just like shut him down and tell him, you know, you're demonic, go into the trash can, garbage person. And then they'll post it like, ah, oh, look at this insane man. It's like he owned you, dude. It's hilarious. On TikTok, there's this whole trend of women recording themselves crying after breakups and stuff like that. I could just never conceptualize this thought of like, I'm going to sit down today, you know, while I'm crying, my life is over, I'm going to record myself and then upload it to social media because hopefully I'll get some attention out of this. It's crazy, man.
It's all so crazy. And again, I'm just, you know, I'm glad that you make stuff that's actually funny, like, especially today, man. What's happened over the last weekend, I try to come in here and do a show and keep it light and laugh at, you know, the ridiculousness. But there is a certain level that it reaches where it's like, okay, this isn't funny anymore. Like, we have to talk about this and we have to be serious about this. Do you struggle with that, or do you just cover whatever it happens to come to mind and you just put your own sort of sarcastic spin on it?
It's always really easy for me because when I see something I don't like, I really want to, like, make fun of it, and I really want to attack it, you know? And the way I attack things and the way I make fun of things is generally really entertaining for other people to watch. So it works out well. The angrier I am, generally the funnier I am.
That's good. Okay. All right. Yeah. So using the anger to actually maximize the humor, that's a good tactic, because when I get angry, I just get mad, and it's not funny. It's like I have to stop myself from saying things that I'm not allowed to say on the radio or whatever it is. Do you what's your process of like, I just want to know everything about it. Like, do you try to make a video every day? Do you do multiple videos a day? Is it just when something hits you that, you know, you feel inspired by, or do you go, okay, now it's time to sit down and look for a topic to cover?
Yeah, generally I'll try to go for like 2 videos a day. Usually I don't have to like search for anything, you know, right? Because I like how this all happened was I'll just go out, have a smoke, and I'll be scrolling through TikTok or I'll be scrolling through Instagram, Twitter, and I just see headlines. And I will start to, like, psycho-spiral down a rabbit hole to find out everything about that topic. And then I'll just make a video about it. And, you know, I don't write scripts. Let's be real here. I don't write scripts. I just talk off the top of my head. But, you know, I'll have, like, the screenshots of the stuff I'm presenting. Dude, today I'm going to upload one about this. It's really insane. It's going to make me sound like a schizophrenic. But I got into MKUltra and stuff like that, and there's this program that DARPA has been doing out of Arizona very recently, which is very concerning stuff.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to break. We'll be right back with Wurzel Root.
Look, I've proven that InfoWars information is some of the best in the world. It's just absolutely on target. The globalists can't stand us because we've studied how they operate. They want to keep you in the dark. I believe in humanity, and I want to see you empowered. because I know that John F. Kennedy was right. A raising tide raises all ships. Now, the supplements, the vitamins, the minerals, the compounds we have at InfoWarsStore.com are the very best sourced, wild-crafted, organic, and natural products you're going to find anywhere. Whether it's Natural Defense, or whether it's Ultra 12, or whether it's X2, or DNA Force Plus, or Prostaguard, or Vasobeats, these are all cutting-edge, top-of-the-line products that will help you and your family, and at the same time, fund the InfoWar. So don't procrastinate. Take action today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I cannot remember the time that I did 50% off on Emerson Essentials, because these are private labeled, top of the line, organic oils, essential oils, organic hand sanitizer sprays, organic shampoo, organic deodorant, organic body wash, and more. And so there's not a lot of markup in them. So when we do 50% off, that is almost a loss leader. With free shipping, ladies and gentlemen, it is a loss leader. You can get it right now at InfoWarsStore.com, but they're selling out quick, and I'm doing this to introduce people who have been on the fence to Emrix Essential. This is part of the big mega blowout sale. It's got to end on March 31st, 2021, in just a few days as of me taping this. So take advantage of it, experience it. Emrix Essential is part of the big mega blowout sale, and free shipping on select items at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes great gifts as well. So thanks for your support. Thanks for visiting InfoWars Store. You've kept us on air, but these are great products you need. So please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us. For a lot of reasons, I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us, and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
All right, folks, my guest is known as Wurzel Root, paleoconservative comedian on Twitter at Wurzel Root, as well as Instagram. On TikTok, you can find him at Punished Wurzel Root, where most of his videos are first published before they're shared over and over again on Twitter for being funny, concise, and insightful. Really fantastic stuff, and I got some questions about current news to ask you, and then also we've got callers who have questions as well. If you want to call in with a question for Wurzel Root, the number to dial is 1-877-789-2539. But you were saying in the last segment, and I see your tweet here, you tweeted, I've gone too far into schizo MK Ultra research. My next video is just going to be insane ramblings. What did you find in your MK Ultra research?
It's essentially just DARPA and like the Interior Defense has been funding this ASU Strategic Communications scientific team. This was like 8 years ago, by the way. And they're doing a lot of research in how to use telecerebral communications in order to or magnetic communications, magnets or whatever the hell, to affect someone's mind and make them subject to narratives when in tune with hardcore propaganda. So like, you know, and we've seen them doing stuff earlier with like MK Delta with extremely low frequency radio waves and electromagnetic waves, which can make one susceptible to this sort of thing. So they can do it at a mass scale to like, you know, an entire town to an entire city from one of these things to make them susceptible to it. And then like literally make your mind feel emotions or make you more palatable to accept narratives or, you know, make you not able to believe certain things. It's just really scary. You know, I don't want anyone to run around with the tin foil on their heads here. And I only ever try to present these things as what we already know is true. But I was just reading out in the video, I was just reading out different excerpts from the article, the scientific paper which they published. And it's some terrifying stuff that they're talking about and how like excited they are about it as well.
It's crazy, isn't it? And to me, one of the craziest things is that like I remember way back in the day, right, like 20 years ago or even less, 15 years ago, the idea of MK Ultra was a conspiracy theory, right? Like, it was published, it was known in the right circles, but like, if you talked about our government is doing mind control experiments, if you talk about Project Monarch or Operation Paperclip or any of these, you know, MK Ultra, any of these things, back not too long ago, you were an insane conspiracy theorist, tinfoil hat wearing, you know, psychopath, and now it's like, you know, you're sort of on the cusp, right? You're right wing, so like, I get you talking about this. But even if I'm watching like some random entertainment YouTuber, they just drop stuff. They're like, you know, kind of like MK Ultra, and it's like this has now pervaded the awareness of most of America, and yet they still kind of have trouble wrapping their minds around some of the other stuff that we talk about. But that was kind of one of the topics of your earlier videos as well. This idea of like the awareness that all of this stuff is going on is growing, and yet people still consider you a conspiracy theorist if you talk about it. I mean, how weird is that?
Yeah, and it's sort of like horrid how the like information cycle is, you know, because like even if you talk about like Edward Snowden and his NSA leaks,
right?
You know, before people had always suspected that sort of thing was going on. You know, they suspected that like there was overreach, that your data was not secure. But this is kind of like borderline conspiracy stuff, right? And then it comes out, and then no one cares. You know, right. You know for a fact, you can look at it, you know it for a fact, and now no one actually really cares at all, right? And the same thing with MKUltra, same thing with like so many of these like WikiLeaks and stuff like that. Hunter Biden's laptop comes out, right, which exposes massive amounts of corruption of the entire Biden family, which shows him smoking crack and, you know, having fun with prostitutes. And, you know, no one could talk about it. Why? Because, you know, who controls the media right now? InfoWars is very accurate in its naming. We have an information war and a narrative which is concisely being pushed onto people to such a degree where they cannot accept reality, which is counter to the narrative. And honestly, that alone is called brainwashing.
Yeah, it totally is, because it's almost self-perpetuating at this point, right? Like, you can have 3 years of Russia conspiracy theorizing where they're literally like, they look like Charlie in the basement, you know, connecting lines between people connected to Trump and banks connected to Russia. And like, they're totally like, they're literally doing this on like, you know, MSNBC and stuff. That's totally normal. And then literally you can say, hey, here is Hunter Biden's laptop with photos of him, recordings of him, his emails showing exactly what he's doing. And yet the media isn't even really necessary. People have already had it programmed into their mind just to go, that's conspiracy theory. I reject that outright. It's crazy. Even believing in that is nonsense. And so it's almost like they don't even – we've gotten to a point where the brainwashing is self-perpetuating. People themselves, they almost have a sixth sense as to what they're allowed to believe and what they're supposed to deride and think is a crazy conspiracy theory. Like, how did we get to this point that – the media almost doesn't even need to do it anymore. People do it to themselves.
Yeah, I talk about this a lot, right? But it's like Yuri Bezmenov talked about this like psychological warfare, and honestly, that's what's being perpetrated against the American people, whether they wish to recognize it or not. It's psychological warfare and ideological subversion. Mm-hmm. It's when, you know, how do these people just watch the news and then they can't see any alternative as being reality? Well, you see, when someone has grown up their entire life being taught one narrative, literally since the second that they were, you know, capable of thought, they're hearing these things of colonization, slavery, Holocaust, white people bad, you know, we need to make up for it, liberalism good, everyone should be free, LGBT good, and they're growing up, going through it, and then they go to college, right? They get to college and they think, well, I'm going to rebel against everything, all my conservative family, I'm going to learn true education, I'm going to become intellectual, and they get their heads filled with Marxist garbage, right? And then they go out into the working world, and they're watching CNN every day, right? These people have had a narrative constructed for them. And when you are trying to say something counter to the narrative, if you're trying to say a fact, if it's about Hunter Biden's laptop, if it's about the corruption of Barack Obama, if it's about, you know, the use of corporations to push Black Lives Matters, but really just to enact their own will and the Great Reset upon you, it is counter not only to their narrative, but to the entire reality which is constructed around this narrative. We live really at this point in two separate realities between us and the left.
I think we live in reality. They live in an insane, kooky puppet world, literally like Plato's cave. I mean, they and I guess that's like the best illustration is exactly what you're talking about. They've spent their whole lives watching the shadows on the wall. Like, they will literally attack you if you try to tell them that those shadows aren't real, because it's all they have. It's all they know, and it's all they've ever been told. And, you know, it's getting to the point that it's absolutely insane. This most recent story where they're talking about, you know, trying to bring racial equality and racial justice to the medical community. And they're basically saying that we have to unfairly preference people who are not white, because up till now, there's been unfair preference for people who are white. And it's like, if you don't understand how dangerous and insane this is, and yet it's being published, like, these are Harvard professors, Harvard, you know, associates that are talking about this. So I don't know. Is there any hope?
Yeah, no. When they do crazy stuff like this, this is what gets people to go, like, what the hell is happening here? You know, this is what gets people to wake up. They got us in the sleeper hold. If they just chilled out, we'd be done, you know. But they just keep going for crazy stuff like this. They keep making it so that people can wake up, you know.
Yeah, and I think it's that type of insanity that makes your type of material so popular, because it's just fun and it's counter to that narrative.
Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us, under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
have until Wednesday, March 31st, 2021, to take advantage of one of the biggest sales of the year, the InfoWars Mega Blowout Sale. More than 20 of our top best-selling items are all 50% off with free shipping. That makes some of them almost lost leaders. In fact, we're breaking even on the Emrix Essentials. 15 different high-quality organic essential oils, 3 different organic hand sanitizers that smell great and are amazing for your body and, you know, don't toxify you like the alcohol-based ones do. We also have the organic shampoo, the organic body wash, the organic deodorant. It goes on and on. All of these are set to sell out. It's going to be months till more comes in, and they are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping. And we have Brain Force, the great brain focus nootropic, 50% off free shipping. All supplies last. It all ends Wednesday night. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge or so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
So this creator has bullied multiple TikTok creators, and this is the state statute of cyberbullying. He is committing a
legal cyberbullying.
And I know he's going to look like this. I would never condone cyberbullying. I would never engage in cyberbullying, nor would I ever talk about how ugly the average leftist is. His profile is really like through the looking glass on how insane some leftists are, how absolutely delusional they are. Started this GoFundMe, thinks mainstream social media like Twitter and Facebook and TikTok are like Nazi propaganda. Anyone who disagrees with me should be allowed to speak.
Do you know why the corporations use Christianity to push their agenda on the...
What are you talking about, dude? So many leftists believe this stuff. The soft skulls of these low-information voters, thoroughly brainwashed by mainstream media and CNN, shows how scarily effective this stuff is. People are lunatics.
People are lunatics. That is my guest, Alexander Augustine, also known as Wurzel Root on Twitter at Wurzel Root. TikTok Punished Wurzel Root. That's the name, TikTok at Punished Wurzel Root, where you can see all these videos. Cyberbullying. You clearly are a victim of cyberbullying. People try to get you kicked off.
That's why I'm punished, is because I got banned already from brutal cyberbullying.
So sad. You take it up with the lawyers, I guess. It's, my gosh, that's incredible. So you've been kicked off once. Was your success immediate? Like, was the first video that you made, did it go viral, or like, did it take a little while? Like, how did you get started? And was your success like immediate, or did it take a little while?
The first video I posted of me talking and ranting, you know, once we had the format, it was kind of up. You know, that was the one that like really got popular on TikTok, and then it got popular on Twitter. The one where I was talking about Big W for Women, and I explained how feminism had just sort of reduced women in all of their rights to like in the service of men, like that men were benefiting the most off feminism because it had created like promiscuity that men could just like use, you know.
Right.
But, like, after that, yeah, it went up pretty big. Like, when I restarted my account after being banned the first time on TikTok, I think in December, by the end of November, I'd gotten up to 50,000. And then by the end of December, I was up to 100,000. Then by the end of February, I was up to 200,000. Wow. And then they stopped letting people see my videos.
Right.
And we've stayed right at about 200,000 since then. But we've expanded to other platforms, so we're still doing all right.
That's great. Well, I asked because I, you know, we get so many callers that are all wondering, like, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Because they see what's going on and they feel helpless to stop it. And it's like, you know, you're sort of the perfect example. Now, I don't think most people can do exactly what you do. They're not, you know, entertaining enough or whatever you have. You know, not everybody has it. But it's still just a matter of doing it, right? It's just a matter of, like, you know what? I'm pissed off about this. I think I have a good point about, you know, whatever this is. I'm going to make something, make it somewhat entertaining, and then hope that it spreads. And, you know, who knows? Our listeners out there, there could be another Wurzel Root out there. There could be 1,000 Wurzel Roots all making videos like this and helping to sort of shatter the paradigm. And that's what it takes, right? And that's all it took for you, right? It's just kind of having a funny idea, filming it one day. And now you're like this powerful force that they're banning and trying to stop and insulting and making videos about. And it shows that you're effective.
Yeah, you know, I really promote, like, self-improvement and that sort of thing to people. Like, I feel like everyone should be at the gym. Everyone should be at the library. We need a bunch of, you know, warrior poets out there. Mm. We need everyone to be the best that they can be, and honestly start building, like, in communities, building up these, like, community ties, and just become, like, the center of your community. Because the enemy of globalists really is, like, localism.
Right.
Okay? They want you to be isolated from everyone. They want you to be sort of complacent and just some, like, fat man with a beer belly watching, you know, the NFL and drinking a beer. They really don't want a bunch of, like, high-level men and women at all. So out of spite, you should be successful.
Yeah, you can literally – and that's one of the things, right? We see everything that's going on, and it's like they – the reason they're getting away with all of this stuff is because nobody's pushing back. Like, if just the bare minimum of, like, pushback, people just understood what was going on and stood up against it, they would have never gotten to this point. Now that we're here, it's going to be a little bit harder to, like, reverse things. But really, that's all it takes is people standing up and going, this is ridiculous, or saying, you know, I'm not going to comply. Whatever it is, it takes, you know, it's going to take a lot of people to do that. But people won't do that because they're not aware of what's going on. They're not tuned in to the reality of the situation, which is where, you know, people like you are so valuable, because again, people can share these videos and inform their friends, and it also has this attitude that's not like you're being screamed at or talked down to, and it's not pulling my hair out, oh no, you know, the world is ending. It's like, oh, we're gonna have fun and laugh at these people together. So there's something, like, inviting about that, right? Let's go to some phone calls. We have Garrett in Arizona who has a question for Mr. Wurzel Root. Thanks for calling in, Garrett. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. First-time caller, long-time listener. Glad to be on the show. Had a question. You guys are always talking about blockchain and Bitcoin and also getting censored on social media. So I had an idea, and I'm not a computer guy. I wouldn't know how to make it, so I'm transferring my intellectual property to Alex Jones. So he can put it out there and get someone to promote it. But I was thinking about a blockchain social media where they can't censor you, and it can accept and transfer Bitcoin freely between people so that there's no longer censorship of the American people.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Garrett. That's not a bad idea. I know places like BitChute really keep their, like, server costs down by having it distributed peer-to-peer network. What do you think the solution is for social media censorship, Alexander?
Yeah, it's a really hard issue, right? Because one of the things that his little proposal is addressing is the fact that it's not just, like, you know, Twitter that you got to worry about. When someone wants to build a new, like, free speech platform, they have to go through every single different level of the financial sector shutting you down, of the media, you know, talking about how you guys are a bunch of white supremacists. Mm. Just, like, literally every single level of the corporate supply chain of, like, information is in tandem having alliances with each other and protecting each other's interests if ever any of them are threatened. The solution, something like that, the expansion of cryptocurrency, just stuff that they can't touch.
Yeah, because you're right. It's literally from every angle. We saw it so much this year with, like, Amazon kicking off Parler, and then like even Gab being targeted by the Texas governor, which is totally shameful and ridiculous. Then you have like not only will it kick you off the internet, they'll deny you the ability to have credit cards or a bank account. They'll deny, you know, GoDaddy will kick your domain off the internet. I mean, they really do attack you from every angle, and they do it in a coordinated fashion. And it's totally absurd that that we've allowed it to continue this long. What's your I mean, my strategy is when I get censored, I just make another account, and that seems to work fairly well. Of course, I'm never able to get my numbers up very high because they axe me as soon as they find out who I am. But I mean, is that just the strategy for now, is just try to continue to take over these controlled platforms?
Yeah, I think InfoWars honestly has done it the best, and I've been advocating to other people, like, sort of more in my own communication directly, who are other, like, social media guys, that this is, like, InfoWars literally has the best model, right? You have to have, like, one website, one central hub where people who listen to you, they can come in and they can enjoy your content, right? And then you have to have sort of rabid external forces, or like rabid like external like propaganda and like getting your message out there. What I thought would be really good is if you got all your viewers to make like sock Facebook accounts, post one video on them, and then see the ban coming in, because if the ban comes in, who cares? But since it's content, good content, people are going to see it, you know. So if your video on your sock account gets 1 million views, then you get your account banned. What does it really matter, you know? And if there's 10,000 people doing that, then that's a lot of people potentially viewing it.
Yeah, you're right. It's guerrilla information warfare on all fronts. Yeah. And there are a lot of people that do that, man, on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere. It's like these info warriors that stream our show, inevitably get banned, and then are back up the next day putting it up and, you know, developing little networks where they can DM people going, hey, it's me, I'm back, I'm streaming again, and then you share that. And it's worked so far. It's worked so far, but, man, does it make them mad, and are they trying to destroy us?
Actually bought this. It blocked UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too, at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
As you know, we're always upping our game at InfoWars, and we brought you a new supplement, a new product that we know you're going to love, especially if you have trouble sleeping. It is Down and Out. We don't mean bankrupt under a bridge. We mean down in your bed, sleeping hard throughout the night. It's got 4 milligrams of high-quality melatonin. It's got 25 milligrams of passion flower. It's got 50 milligrams of valerian root extract concentrate. It's got 100 milligrams of lemon balm and 150 milligrams of German chamomile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very strong formula. I recommend you only take a quarter or a half the first time. It's liquid, so it goes right into your body fast. If you take it sublingually under the tongue, oh, talk about blasting off the sleep. It's incredible. It's basically a liquid formula of Rocket Rest. It's so popular, we can't keep it in stock. Get yours today, Down and Out, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. 40% off out of the gates with free shipping while supplies last. Down and Out, InfoWarsStore.com.
It was 6 years ago that Dr. Group helped us develop Living Defense, and he told me, Alex, this is going to be one of your most popular products. And I go, really? A bunch of black walnut? A bunch of these herbs? He said, listen, this stuff flushes out parasites. This stuff is beyond probiotics from the bacterial on up. It's amazing. It's got Indian science, Native American science, ancient European hyperbology. It's all there. And it's become a bestseller. People love it. It's amazing. If you've been on the fence and haven't taken it, it is a big bottle with more than two regimens in it. So this will cover you basically for a year. But you want to do it every 6 months. And the cleanse is incredible. Everybody gets benefits from it. Plus, it funds the InfoWar. And it's part of our mega blowout sale, 50% off and free shipping on Living Defense. But the sale has to end Wednesday night, the last day of March. The sale has to end March 31st, 2021, in just a few days. Get it while you can at InfoWarsStore.com. It's massively discounted, and it funds the InfoWar. InfoWars Mega Blowout Sale only has a few days left. It's Friday evening, and I'm cutting this quick ad because coming up on the 31st, we have to stop the sales. The sales will be over by Thursday morning. They have to because a lot of these products are selling out. All of our incredible iodine products, X2, X3, also the oral spray and the topical disinfectant spray, are all 50% off with free shipping on these items. You cannot beat these deals, and believe me, when I'm sitting there talking about X2 or X3, I'm thinking, hey, I haven't taken it in a week or so. I need to take it. The energy it gives me, the focus it gives me, how good it makes my skin feel, everything, it's essential. And the globalists don't want you to know about iodine. They don't want you to know about pure iodine. They want you to be full of the bad halogens. Don't let them do it. Take action and fund the InfoWar. A 360 win, 50% off on all four of our great iodine products and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Part of the mega blowout sale, but it ends in just a couple days, so take action.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
See Joe Biden falling up those stairs? What a silly guy.
Right, but while we're distracted by this political theater, what's actually happening?
H.R. 1603 passed the House, giving a priority pathway to citizenship to illegal workers on farms.
2.5 million. These Republicans voted for it. Let's get them out of office, huh?
They're also working on the U.S. Citizenship Act, pathway to citizenship for an additional 11 million people.
But also, rather cleverly,
working as hard as possible to remove any barriers to chain migration. Chain migration multiplier is already as high as it has ever been, at 3.45. Out of the last 33 million immigrants, 20 million of them have been through chain migration. Let's do some quick math. The current multiplier for chain migration, we're looking at 47 million new American citizens who owe their entire citizenship to Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. That is what we call legal voter fraud. That's what we call the country being sold from under your nose. All you guys who don't see this as an issue, all you guys who are pro-legal immigration, don't come crying to me when Texas is blue in 2024. What does it matter if it's legal migration? The laws are made by tyrants.
Oh, man. Such a good point. And as a Texan, I feel a burden of responsibility, the fact that we are not going to be a solidly red state. I don't even know if we are at this point. The story from Washington Post, DHS expects approximately 500,000 to 800,000 migrants to arrive as part of family groups. We've already seen hundreds of thousands who were caught at the border. That's not counting the people who are crossing the border and not being caught. And it's also not counting the millions of people being brought over, as you point out, to participate in these work programs for Amazon and stuff. I mean, this is outrageous. It's totally, I should say, by the way, my guest, who is the person you just watched on that video, his name's Wurzel Root. His Twitter is at Wurzel Root, and his TikTok is at Punished Wurzel Root. I mean, is this the biggest issue of our time right now, the immigration? It's hard to choose, right? There's a lot of big issues. This has got to be one of the top issues that people need to focus on and understand that this is the death of our country if we allow this to continue.
There are a lot of big issues. This one is the most pressing, I think, that just like no one's really dealing with in any manner. Who do we have fighting for us on our side, right? Mitch McConnell, you know, we have a Marco Rubio fighting for us. You know, these guys say, the mainstream conservative position is we need as much legal immigration as possible. You know, it's just that illegal immigration that we don't like. Well, now Biden's in office and we have an increase in illegal immigration and we have an increase in legal immigration. You know, and what I barely talked about in that video, just because of the time, was that they're lowering the bars for what it takes to be chain migrated in. You know, they're really trying to shove this country full of people, and it is honestly to disenfranchise you. It is to replace, you know, your voting power with the voting power of the Latinos and the Republican response is what? The Republican response is, oh well, we need to advertise the Republicans more to these new Americans. We need to become the party of diversity, and we need to get more LGBT leaders and female leaders. It's like, you know, they've already lost. They've already lost in their minds, dude.
Yeah.
And they're our guys. You know, they're ones who are supposed to be fighting for us. When's the last time they said, oh, you know, there's a lot of white Christian people in this country. Let's try to make it work for them, you know?
Yeah.
So it sucks. I don't think we'll ever see a Republican president again. You know, like, how are we supposed to? If Texas goes blue, if, you know, any of these states goes blue, we've just been barely able to get to 270 until now. And now we see Texas perhaps going blue. And if you think they're not going to be shipping these people to Michigan, you know, and Wisconsin, you know, you're kind of insane, man.
In Idaho, yeah. I mean, it sort of goes back to what we were talking about at the very beginning, where it's like, you know, noticing all of the anti-white material in the media and stuff. I mean, they literally are like, oh, yeah, we're going to ship immigrants to places that have the most white people. So, like, the more white people have, the more likely you are to get immigrant families. It's like, hello, it's obvious what they're doing. I mean, they're announcing their plans to do this. And it's completely absurd. And, again, it's just, you know, what is the biggest – we got the vaccine passport. We've got the mandatory vaccines. We've got the – massive immigration. We've got war brewing with China in the Middle East. We've got just like voter fraud running rampant. It's just chaos across the board, and nobody's doing the first thing to stand up against it. And then I noticed, you know, there's a libertarian post that was going around with people saying, you know, just making the classic argument that's like, well, it's good for the GDP to have illegal immigrants. Now, I never understood this because in my vision, the nation should be like a family, right? And you want to take care of the people that are in your family. And I can't possibly imagine being like, oh, yeah, I'm getting rid of my sister and replacing her with a stranger because that stranger makes more money, right? It's like, no, we want what's best for our family, what's best for our nation. And together, you know, we're under this one big umbrella as the American family. I want what's best for us, not what makes the most money for a few of us by destroying the lives of the most of us. It doesn't make any sense to me. And to me, nationalism sort of needs to take precedence. And it's straight up nationalism. Like, if you're an American, we're on the same team. We should fight for each other and not sell each other out to increase the GDP, whatever the hell that means, right?
Yeah, no, that's such a hilarious and good point. You wouldn't sell your sister for some stranger because, oh, well, he's capable of producing more income than my 7-year-old sister. Well, yeah, of course. But, you know, I make this economic argument all the time. The long and short of it is, you know, L factor, which is labor factor, does increase GDP, but it has diminishing returns. Once you reach a certain point, it's really not worth it. And it increases the GDP, but it increases the GDP at the expense of the American workers, right? If you have a greater supply of workers in a job market, you'll see a reduced demand for workers, right? So your wages will decrease. There'll be 1,000 people applying for every job, and then who wins, right? The corporations who are trying to employ people and want to do it for as less as possible. These transnationalist globalist corporations, right?
Yeah.
Why do you think they're pushing it? And why do you think Republicans think that legal immigration is good, right? Because they're getting funded by these people too. You know, Republicans and Democrats are much more similar than they are separate. You know, that's why I really hate calling myself a Republican. Paleo-conservative. I'm just America first. That's all I am, you know?
Yeah. I think it's almost like we finally have a label that we can actually label ourselves with, right? Because I'm the same way. I've never considered myself a Republican. Even conservative, like, kind of leaves a bad taste in your mouth. Libertarian is what I usually call myself, but that has that whole connotation that we just discussed, when in reality what I mean is just, like, I want liberty and I want everybody to be free. I don't want these controls that they're bringing down on us. It's kind of the perfect time and the perfect phrase, America first. And of course, now that's being subverted by people in the Republican Party as well. But it's good to have a title that we can kind of rally under, isn't there?
Yeah, no, it's really beautiful because previously, you know, like, what has it been? Like, Tea Party, right? You know, like Republican. And now what's so beautiful in the last few months of Trump's presidency is he finally started to realize, I feel like, that the swamp isn't just Democrats. You know, there's these, like, you know, rhinos, as we call them, in the Republican Party who really don't care about the people that they serve. I have very little, like, love for the political class right now, as it seems that there's so many people in this world in globalist corporations, the political elite, who are very willing to sell out America, and they're very willing to allow China to rise up to the new superpower and rule over the UN and all these, like, globalist organizations like the WHO, and you know, profit as much as possible off of the death of America, because they know that they are going to be well positioned after America is dead and China is ruling over the UN. And I'm sure that they think that 20 years, 30, 40, 50 years down the line, they will be able to oversee the downfall of China and the rise up of a new puppet, all while profiting off of it. It's a very destructive and shadow-like tyrant government, which is ruling over and pushing a lot of this legislation and buying our politicians most egregiously.
Oh, God, it's just this endless cycle of destruction and greed. It's like, yeah. You kind of do just have to laugh. It's just like, yeah, this is just going to happen. It's just going to happen.
Yeah, I mean,
over.
It's just happening, man. And they tell you. They told you. I showed that WEF proposal of the Great Reset. I showed that to my girlfriend. She's beautiful. I love you, Claire. I showed it to her. And she laughed and asked if this was, like, a conspiracy theory, right, or if they actually posted that. I'm like, they posted this. They were proud of this. They looked at this and said, you know what? We're going to post this on YouTube. And then everyone was like, well, that's a bit insane. And they moved on with their life as if they weren't still going to keep doing it. You
right.
know? Like, that's all anything is these days, is we see egregious stuff happening, just like absolute depravity. And we go on Twitter, we go, hey, that's a bit silly. And then we move on with our life. And then 2 weeks later, they're emboldened and they do it twice as bad, you know?
I know. It's just, it's so awful. And really, literally all it takes is for the people in America to understand what's going on, to stand up and reject it. Like, that's why we call it the info war. And, I honestly think Wurlzerroot, your strategy or your the content that you make is such a powerful weapon against the enemy, if you will. And I encourage everybody to go follow at Punished Wurlzerroot on TikTok or Wurlzerroot on Twitter. Thanks so much for being with us.
Brainforce Plus, by the way, one of my all-time favorite products. I completely owe my ability to do this job. I owe my ability to have graduated college 4 or 5 years ago. I owe it completely to Brainforce Plus, one of the most powerful nutraceuticals you will find. I put it right up there with TurboForce. I love TurboForce. It's great. But when you don't have time or you don't have the wherewithal to drink a bottle of water, take 2 capsules of Brainforce Plus and you will launch into the stratosphere. You will go to the moon. You will not know where all your energy came from, and then you'll remember. But there's no crash. That's the important part about Brainforce Plus, is there's no crash. It's not like drinking 3 cups of coffee to get that same amount of buzz, because you don't come crashing down. You also, you don't get the jitters, at least I don't. You don't get the anxiety. You don't get all of the things that usually come with drinking coffee or energy drinks. Brainforce Plus, clean, natural energy, and right now, it's on sale, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
I cannot remember the time that I did 50% off on Emirates Essentials, because these are private labeled, top of the line, organic oils, essential oils, organic hand sanitizer sprays, organic shampoo, organic deodorant, organic body wash, and more. And so there's not a lot of markup in them. So when we do 50% off, that is almost a loss leader. With free shipping, ladies and gentlemen, it is a loss leader. You can get it right now at InfoWarsStore.com, but they're selling out quick, and I'm doing this to introduce people who have been on the fence to Emirates Essential. This is part of the big mega blowout sale. It's got to end on March 31st, 2021, in just a few days as of me taping this. So take advantage of it, experience it. Emirates Essential is part of the big mega blowout sale, and free shipping on select items at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes great gifts as well. So thanks for your support. Thanks for visiting InfoWars Store. You've kept us on air, but these are great products you need. So please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.